Good Friday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. You might want to grab a jacket as you head out the door today. It is going to be cloudy, breezy, and chilly. 63 for our high temp today. Just a real slight chance of showers, but it appears most of it will stay to the south and east of us. We will see winds out of the east northeast, 10 to 25 miles an hour. I've seen a couple of news stories out of the Twin Cities. They are calling for anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain across sections of central and southern Minnesota, including the St. Cloud, Twin Cities metro area. Already they got some pretty good rains yesterday, but the National Weather Service saying 2 to 5 inches a possibility with some flash flooding. So if you are listening to us in those areas or you're heading down to St. Cloud, Twin Cities, anywhere down in southern Minnesota, heads up, could encounter some very heavy rain today. A former North Dakota State football player is headed to federal prison. Colter Pritchard was arrested after authorities found him in possession of 10 pounds of cocaine and a handgun during a traffic stop last year. Investigators later found that Pritchard made several trips between North Dakota and Arizona to transport the drug. The former Bison walk-on was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Fargo will not be getting a water park. New plans for redevelopment have been submitted to the Planning Commission, and they include a commercial building and 5 residential use buildings. It comes after trouble with the previous developer, West Fargo's Epic Companies, including an abrupt closure, bankruptcy filings, and lawsuits starting in May of 2024. Dilworth police are asking for your help in finding a suspect involved in a hit-and-run yesterday morning. Incident took place just after 9 in the Walmart parking lot. Authorities have released images showing a maroon minivan believed to be connected to the case. You can check out that story at WDAYRadioNow.com. If you recognize the vehicle or have any information, you are asked to call Dilworth police. A Devil's Lake man is dead following a crash yesterday morning near Leeds, North Dakota. State Patrol says a 62-year-old was driving west on Highway 2 when his vehicle veered off the road, hit an embankment, and crossed into a slough. He was not wearing a seatbelt. A Grand Forks staple is closing its doors after 60 years. Italian Moon, a local pizzeria, has announced on its website it'll serve its final meal on June 20th. They invite customers to stop by and celebrate the legacy of Italian Moon. A group of high-profile Democratic governors face grilling on Capitol Hill over their sanctuary state policies. Minnesota's Tim Walz, Kathy Hochul of New York, and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois are being challenged by House Republicans who have claimed that they've turned their states into magnets for illegal aliens. Walz's leadership was challenged by one Republican who said he should step down as governor. In his opening remarks, Walz says we have a broken immigration system in this country, adding that Minnesota cooperates with federal authorities in a number of ways, but enforcing immigration law is not the role of local and state governments. A suspect connected to a mass shooting in North Carolina in June has been arrested in Minnesota. Charles Kincaid II is being held in the Hennepin County Jail pending extradition back to North Carolina. He was wanted for attempted first-degree murder following a mass shooting at a house party that left one person dead and 11 others hurt. And federal authorities say they confiscated 900 pounds of meth from a storage locker in Burnsville, Minnesota. It happened June 3rd when authorities were executing a search warrant linked to a human trafficking and money laundering investigation. The drugs are hidden in tubes that are worth up to $25 million. Court documents say the discovery led to a federal raid at a Minneapolis restaurant earlier this month. Protester Isabel Lopez has been charged with attacking officers, including throwing a softball at them. She has been released from jail. 5:04, Jace Denman is here with a check on our WDAY Radio Sports. Good morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Bon. It's Friday.
Did you want me to save that softball throw story for
you? No, it was the softball related to the drug bust?
Well, no, I mean, kind of. They were at this restaurant investigating, yeah, the drugs, human trafficking, right, money laundering, and protesters thought it was a nice raid. So a bunch of protesters, I think it was a couple hundred, gathered outside this restaurant, and then there, you
so
know.
So it happened at the raid.
It just so happened there, and she threw a softball at them.
I was trying to figure out how that was connected to a $25 million drug bust.
It was it was weird to begin with, and of course, yeah, you know, people without information were saying, oh, it was an ICE raid, it was an ICE raid, and they came out and said it wasn't an ICE raid. There's much more to it than this.
Well, that makes
that's how that
okay, I was just like, all of a sudden, someone threw a softball at someone.
They did. Well, they
rude.
Well, anytime you're at those protests, you got to be careful. You never know what's going to be.
You got to have your head on a swivel, Bonnie.
L.A., they were throwing cement chunks. And I remember a protest I was covering. I was doing a walk along, ride along with the police, I don't know, 30-some yeah. years ago or whatever, over in Romkey Park. And they were chucking bottles and stuff. And, yeah, even if you're media covering stuff,
oh, yeah,
you
got to
be very careful.
No, they do not care at all. Mm-hmm. All right, that makes more sense now. Thank you, Bon.
You are welcome.
PGA Tour of the U.S. Open being held in Oakmont, Pennsylvania at the Oakmont Country Club. J.J. Spahn is in the lead at 4-under par. Tristan, Tristan? Sounds even fancier. Tristan Lawrence is 2-under at 3-under par. There's a three-way tie for 3rd at 2-under par. Tom Hoagie struggled shooting 5-over while sitting tied for 79th. He will tee off his second round this morning at 6:51 a.m. on the dot. Minnesota Twins.
It was worse than James's score. I had to fix it for you. He had them losing 146.
Oh, well, that's probably, yeah, that's not quite so good. Either way, it feels the same. This is the second time they've gotten boat raced by the Texas Rangers. 16-3 in the series finale. Bailey Ober gave up 7 runs over 4 2/3 and was tagged with the loss. Bullpen gave up 9 runs over 4 1/3. Carlos Correa, Willie Cash from Brooksley each drove in a run in the loss. Twins are now off to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros beginning at 7:10 p.m. Minnesota will send Chris Paddock to the mound for the starter this evening. I do believe that – what was I just going to say? Something about the Twins that they just had happen.
Didn't they – they brought up another pitcher from somewhere. I think I saw something on that.
I can't remember if there was somebody that was injured that I was going to mention now.
It'll come back to you eventually. We got all morning.
That's true, we do. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks took their series finale from the Kansas City Monarchs 9-6 last night. Tyler Jandrin only gave up a run over 7 innings. He got the victory. Kyle Johnson struggled out of the bullpen. He gave up 5 runs while only recording 2 outs, so that was less than ideal. Garrett Alexander closed the door, recording the game's final 4 outs. Juan Fernandez led the offense with 4 RBI. Alex Free. I'm not familiar with everybody's name on the Redhawks, as you
can
tell.
I know.
It's a oddly spelled
Alex
name.
Alex Free, maybe?
Alex Free Planez added 2 RBI in the win. Redhawks returned home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake County Dockhounds. That begins tonight, as always, at 7:02 p.m.
Dress warm. It's going to be cold. My nephew's wife messaged me yesterday. She goes, what's the weather like? And I tell her it's like going to be cold, only 63 today, potential little rain. She goes, well, maybe we just make Tyler, her husband, go, because he really wants to go to the Redhawks game. Maybe him and the boys go, and you and me and the 3 little girls stay at your house. I'm like, I like that plan.
That's good thinking. High today is supposedly only about 63.
Yeah.
Moorhead Spuds. At the state tournaments, first off, the baseball team in the consolation semifinals. Moorhead falls to Andover 10-2. I don't know, Bonnie, if there is a seventh place game at the Minnesota State Tournament. Some state tournaments, they do not do that seventh place game. They just do a consolation championship.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Moorhead Spuds, though, at the state tournament in the consolation semifinals. The seventh-seeded Moorhead Spuds defeated number 3.
Benelled
St. Margaret 12-8. Mm-hmm. Consolation Championship, which obviously is a fifth place game. Tomorrow, number 7, Moorhead takes on number 4, Minnetonka, at 11 a.m. at Chaska High School. So best of luck to the Spuds trying to get that Consolation Championship.
Good luck is right.
Yep. Stanley Cup Finals. I checked the score early. It was 1-0. Mm-hmm. I checked the score again after running an errand and starting to get ready for bed. And my youngest was watching it on the couch downstairs. It was 3-1. So it was less than ideal, but what's more interesting is that they were actually down 3-0. Edmonton was, but they came back, tied it up at 3. Before I went to sleep, I saw the game was tied at 3. Went to overtime, tied at 4. Edmonton beat the Panthers 5-4 in overtime. That is the third game out of 4 that has gone to overtime. Series is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow. Puck drop at 7 p.m. with game coverage on TNT and their affiliated channels. Game 5, if I'm not mistaken, will be tomorrow up in Edmonton. So they got to fly all the way across the country up to Edmonton, get ready for Game 5 in a very loud Edmonton, Alberta arena. So
I love the finals in any sport when they go the distance. I mean, that means you do have your two best
teams. Absolutely. or at least a great matchup. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people would say that. Tonight, NBA Finals Game 4. Indiana leads that series 2-1. Tip-off about 7:30 p.m. Game coverage available nationally on ABC.
There you go. All right, cool day today, so grab yourself a jacket. Or you might cry like a baby. 63 for our high temp today. Cloudy, breezy. The smoke is out there. I just popped my head outside the door, and it's like, oh, the smoke is in the air. Winds will be east-northeast, 10 to 25. So 63 for the high with some kind of strong winds. It's going to be chilly out there, especially if you have to stand outside for any amount of time. 49 are overnight low. Warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow's a much better day. Partly sunny, 79 for the high. East winds, 5 to 15. For your Father's Day, mostly cloudy. There's a chance we could see some showers and thunder showers. 80 for the high, south, southeast winds 5 to 10, 60 the low, and then Monday and Tuesday similar. Looks like a chance of showers and thunder showers Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with highs in the low 80s, and it looks like about a 45% chance that we could see those showers and thunder showers. Mm-hmm. So happy Father's Day, too. I don't want to forget to tell the dads. Yeah, you and all the other dads out there listening, have a fantastic Father's Day.
So now I kind of remember what
came
I was
back to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a tweet last night I saw by John Krasinski, a reporter for The Athletic, covers all Minnesota sports. Mm-hmm. So supposedly a Twitter handle, Dan Hayes, MLB. I don't know if he's an official reporter for MLB or just an independent. They published a story yesterday, which is could have been, I guess, technically Wednesday. Minnesota Twins pitcher Bailey Ober mentioned he received death threats via social media following today's blowout loss.
What the heck?
Yeah, so John just had basically retweeted it and said, come on, man. I mean,
no kidding.
If you're doing that, even if it's professional or sometimes it happens to college athletics and college student athletes, I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Classless.
You know, the three of us, huge Timberwolves fans in the studio when, you know, big game is here. And it just breaks my heart when I see those guys lose and not match up well against a team like Oklahoma City, right? But I've never gotten to a point where I think I need to take the next step via social media and threaten the player or coach.
Terrible.
I mean, the amount of joy that sports brings me, I just can't get my head around the idea that you need to try and go on social media and threaten them. I mean, that just, it just,
you just have no like life. That, you're the one with issues.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the story I was kind of circling back around to. So, hopefully they get that, individual,
they figure out, yeah,
you know, maybe he has to have some, you know, talking to, maybe he has to have some charges. Maybe that the person needs some counseling, quite honestly.
Restraining order counseling, no doubt.
So that was disappointing to hear last night.
Very much so. Cloudy 58 right now, winds out of the east, northeast at 11. Again, it's only going to be 63 and breezy today, winds out of the east, northeast 10 to 25. It is 5:13. We are going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Friday morning, get up, get after it. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads out there. Today we won't be starting out the nicest. It's going to be cloudy, windy, and cool, only 63 for the high. Heavy rain expected across southern and central sections of Minnesota. That would include the Twin Cities Metro. Anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain could come down. I guess there was some pretty heavy rain that did fall in some areas across Minnesota yesterday. Ortonville, that's not too far from here. Mm-hmm. They had more than 2 inches of rain. 1.2 inches recorded in Brooklyn Park down in the Twin Cities Metro. So they're looking for a saturated, soggy day today across central and southern Minnesota, potentially up to 5 inches of rain.
Wow.
Our question of the morn, we're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? We're going to pack everybody in our vehicle. What are you going to bring? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Friday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Cloudy, 58 degrees. Not going to get a whole lot warmer today, and the winds are going to be picking up. 63 for our high temp. We will see a breezy day. Our winds will be out of the east, southeast at 10 to 25 miles an hour. So grab a jacket as you head out the door. Quite a bit warmer as we head into the weekend. 79 tomorrow, and then for Father's Day, 80 for the high. However, there's a chance of showers and thunder showers. Dino was saying that he thought maybe those would hold off until late evening hours, hopefully, unless it's changed. But we shall see. And then what I'm thinking is we build into the 80s here, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's probably going to start getting steamier. You know,
yeah.
It was kind of, it rained a little bit. I did golf last night, but it was just a very light rain on a couple of holes. But so I threw a jacket on real quick. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, yeah, then you kind of felt like it's getting muggy. And it wasn't just warm last night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just think as we heat up here, it's going to get muggy. And it wasn't me, but one of the gals I was playing with, first mosquito sighting of the spring summer here.
Fun.
I haven't seen any personally, but she felt it, put it that way.
Yeah.
But Ben Prather from Cass County Vector Control Director, was saying, yeah, mosquito. They've been treating them, obviously, but
yeah.
You'll be seeing mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, they'll treat them, but I mean, at the same time, you're
can't
not going
to get all of
it's
them.
It's not 100%
right.
Effective. That's why sometimes they have to, you know, have those vehicles running through your neighborhoods with the fog machines going, and mm-hmm. they do that multiple times a year. So,
and that's not everywhere either.
No.
So, I mean, there's a lot of towns and communities that don't spray, and if you're at the lakes, expect to see a lot more mosquitoes as, mm-hmm. you know, we're getting some rain now and the temperatures are warming up. So use your bug spray. We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning, 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I'm just going to bring myself. No, I'll come with a lot of snacks because I think I might starve to death. Even if it's only like a 2-hour road trip, I need to have food. It's me.
I guess, but to me that
Jimmy like to eat. You like to eat too.
I do, but I mean,
snacks.
I do. That's why I stop at the convenience store when I'm getting gas and I buy some snacks. Well, it takes me a while to find what I want, but you know, I'll find something there.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it's a bag of the mini donuts. Maybe it's just a candy bar. Maybe it's something sweet and soury. Maybe it's something salty. Depends on my mood. Usually get some extra caffeine from the old refreshment area there, whether it be soda or an energy drink or, you know, maybe just a bottle of water. But, you got to get some snacks while on the road, and it just kind of depends. I mean, I guess my road trips lately have been down to the cities mostly, but when we went to Rapid, I mean, we, for the most part, we were just trying to drive and drive and drive. I know that when we were on our way out there, we stopped in Pierre, got food, and then we, of course, made our little detour to Wall to try and find souvenir-y stuff.
Yeah.
But we both knew what we were getting into when we went there.
Whereas I didn't when I had routed an hour out of the way to go there. And it's just like, are you kidding me?
That's because
Why didn't anybody ever tell me how lame that
place guys went
is?
Went to Rapid City, then you went to Wall and back. So you only stopped there on the way to Rapid or on the way back from Rapid, and you know what you're getting into when you're there.
I didn't know you yet, or I would have asked some good advice on that. Because we just kind of winged it because I just heard people over the years, oh, yeah, I went to Wall Drug. It's like, well, then why didn't you tell me how lame it was?
Go out to the Black Hills, maybe check out a cave. I liked Bear Country. I love going to see Mount Rushmore when obviously it's not foggy
there.
Crazy Horse Monument, still got a long ways to go, although they made a lot of improvements since I was there as a kid. Because when we were there in high school, it was literally a hole in the side of a mountain, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, well, and the family is paying for it all.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's why it takes so long. But now they actually have a face.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's more there to see, but
that was
it's still a long, long way to go.
Thing that we didn't go see, and I don't. We were there for 3 days. We should have made it a point, but Crazy Horse was the only thing that only attraction we didn't get to. Mm-hmm. But it is lovely out there.
Yeah, I mean it's beautiful. I mean technically my sister in law is from Rapids, so I mean that's part of the reason why they headed back out that way. But it's a beautiful place to live and. Even Sandy, when she's out there, she's like, this is a really cool place to be.
The topography is lovely.
Yeah, because it's really different than obviously, you know, eastern South Dakota, eastern North Dakota. Western North Dakota has some badlands. I'm not really super familiar with being out like in Medora and stuff, but they have the badlands. South Dakota has their version of the badlands. But, you know, the Black Hills are kind of like the baby brother of the Rocky Mountain Range, so there's some hills, there's some, you know, trees everywhere. It's really beautiful out there.
It's God's country.
It's quite honestly just based on probably the elevation. There's a lot of different weather out there. You can have milder temperatures in the winter, but more snow. You know, maybe you have a bigger varieties of temperature swings during the summer there where it's real cool in the morning, then it gets real hot in the afternoon, then it cools off in the evening. I mean, and I've always enjoyed my time out there, but then, you know, I haven't had to live out there and pay more for a house or property out there because it's more expensive because it's the touristy area. I'm not out there when it's overrun with bikers during bike week up in Sturgis because People have to stay away, you know, as far away as Rapid City or farther, just because it's all, I mean, Sturgis is a small community. I mean, all of a sudden you have as many people showing up through Sturgis that live in the entire state, so it kind of gets overcrowded there. Yeah. So
some of the locals like it too, though, because they can make money. They can
you can rent campers
on their land.
Yeah, you can rent out part of your land. I mean, I think the idea was for my brother was for them to build this little housing unit or whatever you want to call it, a little apartment or something above their garage, and then be able to rent that out and allow someone to stay there and make some money during the rally. Mm-hmm. But you know, obviously they've sold that property, moved closer to town. So
yeah, pretty cool
out
there.
Yeah, it very is.
Question of the morning. We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Legit, when I go on road trips, I have at least one, like, Hornbacher's bag filled with snacks. Sometimes two. Like, I think I'm going to starve. And then we still have to stop for gas and then probably still go inside. And the only time I buy them, it's like, if I'm going on a longer road trip, it's like,
The only day you buy them.
Expensive, those Starbucks coffees in the bottle.
Yeah,
they're like $4 a piece.
There are certain.
I usually grab one or two of those.
Sometimes there are certain things at convenience stores that are actually not too bad priced. I what bothers me most is that you go there and say, for example, let's see, the different energy drinks, different flavored sunflower seeds, different flavors of either candy bar or chips or something that you don't really find like when you go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. They've got a bigger variety, like the what are the little pretzel things with the stuff on the inside of them?
Oh, combos. I bought those last trip. They're horrible for you, but I did buy them last trip.
But I mean, they'll have like six to eight to 10 different varieties of those. And you go to the store, there's like three. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you go there and you're like, you go to the energy drink section and you normally have like four different varieties at the store. You go to a convenience store, they've got 15 different flavors. Like, I've never tried this one before, you know. So sometimes there's better variety of stuff there.
And a lot of times it's two for one on things.
Yeah, but it's not normally a great price because normally you buy sodas and it's like, well, I can buy one for like $3, two for $5, or I can get three for like $6. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm buying 3 liters of soda for $6 because it's a better value. So that's what happens to me.
I like that. I was looking for the better value. Mm-hmm. Lori on her Facebook page, she's bringing the Snackle Box.
Nice.
I love it. Audio mystery book and water.
Audio mystery book. That's funny.
I was on a road trip with my oldest one time, and that's what she put on, like a crime podcast, murder mystery stuff. It was kind of holy.
Find out who committed the crime. Solve the murder.
It was like legit crime cases, but the narrators and stuff, they were kind of hokey. It was like overly dramatic, but it was still, it kept both of us captivated because we both like, you know, real life crime and murder mysteries and stuff like that. Tony says he's just jumping in and going. He's going to wing it along the way, and then he'll try to help though with GPS, so at least he's going to be helpful that way. That having somebody, well, especially with, like when we go to Chicago, Logan's incredible with just navigating because it's hard. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, I could do it myself and I could put my phone on, but it's always nicer when he's watching and then he'll see, you know, problems popping up and stuff too. He's a great navigator, and that when you're going through bigger cities or cities you haven't been through before, nice.
There was a comedian, I can't remember which one, that said it's like we had this whole argument because my wife was doing the directions and she said, take the next exit. So obviously the one exit's coming up and she says, take the next exit. So he passes that exit and takes the next one.
We've done that before too.
And then she's like, why didn't you take the exit? You said, take the next exit.
And usually that's happened to us too. Or sometimes there's construction barrels set right there. And it's like, Dwayne will be freaking out in the backseat. It's like, would you calm down? It is not a big deal. We're just going to go. We'll be able to ride around. And sometimes it's like a quarter mile, sometimes maybe a mile, and you can just chill out in the backseat.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but, you know, spending, you know, 5 years out in California, the nicest thing about being up in the Midwest, and I think they even have it in Chicago, is that when you're supposed to take an exit, the exit's numbered. Like, take exit 35B on this one for this road, which is great. California, I swear they don't have them numbered. It's just take the Cheyenne Street exit or take the 45th Street exit. It's
See,
not
I
numbered.
I like that better than the numbers, whereas Logan's like you and he likes the number.
I like the number and the street, so that way you know where you're going. So that at least you know which number you should be looking for. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit easier than trying to look for a street because you're like, was that just it? You know, and you keep on driving. So
and having maps and GPS in your phone. Yeah. I mean, we all did it with the old school maps.
When I was in California, we didn't. All we had was, you know, obviously the MapQuest, and you'd print them off before you'd go somewhere.
Yep,
so then if you messed up, you know, then you're in trouble. But now with GPS.
Even before then, we didn't have anything but the good old road maps.
And sometimes it depends on the app because I've got three different apps on my phone. We've got the normal Apple Maps on there. You know, I got Google Maps and I got this app called Waze that other people use.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, if there's construction, people will update it and stuff. But sometimes you're just trying to figure out, do you mean I'm taking the next one? Do I have to be in the right lane, the left lane? And
some of the apps
are better than others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Go to the phone lines. Find our friend Polly in Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, you two. Top of the morning.
Yes, absolutely. Happy weekend to you. What are you going to bring on our road trip?
Oh, I was laying here just thinking, you know, it depends what time of year it is. I mean, if you're going to have to go over a pass like Donner Pass to get into California from this side of the mountains, you're going to need chains. So you got to bring chains, a big coat, big warm coat, a blanket.
Yeah, like traveling here, winter survival gear. We're going on a summer road trip. What are you bringing?
Okay. Shorts, two pairs of shorts, I don't know, four t-shirts, sleeping bag maybe, then sleeping bag, plenty of drinks, and as much ice as I can get into an ice chest.
Do you like to eat the ice or just to keep things cold?
No, I like to add the ice to the glass and then pour the water or soda or whatever it is I've got in there.
You're fancy like that.
Yeah, kind of high maintenance when I'm driving.
But it is
for a living.
It is nice to have extra beverages, and it never fails. You run out of water, and then you got to stop anyway and get water if you're on a long road trip. But yeah, packing all that stuff will save you money too. The more you can put in when it comes to snacks and beverages.
That's right. Bag of potatoes, a couple of bags of potato chips.
There you go. I like that.
Yep. Yeah. Candy bar.
Yep.
Energy bar. Yep.
Have a great weekend, Polly.
You too. Have a good road trip.
Yeah. Thank you. We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? 701-293-9000. Vicky and Barb better not be. If they're riding in my car, they better not be throwing popcorn all over. They're going to bring popcorn, they say.
It depends whose vehicle you're in. If it's your vehicle, then no. Nobody's throwing anything. I want my vehicle to stay as clean as possible.
How about when our kids were little and all the little crumbs and Cheerios and fruit snacks?
Then there's always something sticky somewhere, too. Yeah. Like when you move the car seat, all of a sudden there's this sticky gunk there. And you're like, well, who spilled what back here?
Yep. Oh, too funny. 701-293-9000. We find our friend Mike in Northwood. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you, too. What are you going to bring on our road trip?
Well, Lonnie and I go on one every Sunday. We go to Minot for church, and I just need I like Cheetos, but God, then your hands are orange.
They are messy, and they get kind of like sticky almost, like gritty. That's true. Well,
But God, I like Cheetos.
I do too. Do you like the crunchy ones or the soft, poofy ones?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, see, I prefer the crunchy ones.
And that, but and I need my Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Mountain Dew and a rest stop every 100 miles, I'm in good shape.
You like your Mountain Dew. See, I've never liked Mountain Dew, never been a Mountain Dew drinker. My husband and son love it too, and it's like, no, there's just something about the taste that I don't care for.
And then if it's a shorter road trip, it's just some, maybe adult beverages. And just
Mike,
cruising.
Mike, we don't do that in this day and age.
Why?
Well, because it's illegal. You'll get yourself in trouble. That's why.
If Mike's driving around the county, just watch out.
Small town.
Do that, drive around and listen to a Twins game. And back in the day, we probably have a 22 sticking out our window and I'd shoot gophers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doing a little road trip and crop touring, checking out the crop progress and stuff like that, yeah.
Exactly.
How long of a trip is it Northwood to Minot? Is that like 2.5 hours or how long is it?
Exactly. Just about 200, well, it's exactly 200 miles.
200 miles. Okay. Yeah, that's quite a haul.
Mm-hmm.
We leave here at 7. We pull in there at 10 o'clock.
Mm. Well, good quality time in the car, too.
Well, yeah, she's asleep before we hit Larimore, and that's 10 miles, 15 miles away.
It's probably good, or she'd probably be bossing you around.
Oh, no, she'd be playing on her phone or something. Oh.
So she's a and calm passenger.
Look at those deer. She looks up where? It's like, well, if you looked up when I told you, they were back there.
Yeah, if you don't, like, keep your eyes up, even if you're a passenger, you miss out on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of birds. We always see a lot of ducks or geese on the mm-hmm. side of the road, pheasants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw a family of turkeys trucking across the golf course last night. That was cool. Normally it's the geese. Well, there was plenty of geese, too. But it's always fun to see turkeys.
Oh, yeah. And that... We haven't had them for a while. It was, it was some animal in the golf course that is very, very mean.
A badger?
No, it's something similar to a badger.
Prairie dogs?
Warring!
I saw some prairie dogs when I was out at Osgood a couple weeks back.
And that, but you don't want to really, I can't tell you what they're called right now, but... Mm. If a little one comes up, I'd probably, you know, stay away because mom's probably not too far away.
Well, the mink can be mean, too, and I know you got the Goose River right there through Northwood, too.
Yeah, and that. Yeah, it's them, but it's something else to it. I hit one once with my car about just, you know, right close to it. And I went, God, what is that? So I went and stopped and looked, and all I seen was claws and teeth.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with those.
And it's like, oh. I hope he's dead because if he's just rocking, he's going to wake up real soon.
If I hurt him, he's going to be mad.
Yes, he is. No, I'm not going to be wrong. I was there long enough to take a picture so I could send it to a friend to tell me what it was.
Yeah, and then get the heck out of there. There you go. Yeah. Mike, you have yourself a good weekend. That was good chatting with you.
Hey, you guys also, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. It is 542, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? That's our question of the morn. Phone lines are always open, and we love chatting with you guys. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Joel, good morning to you. He says, someone to talk to. You can talk to me if you're riding shotgun. Money or credit cards for spending.
Mm-hmm.
And a cell phone. Your cell phone's critical. Yeah. Like, even if you break down, or even, like I said, if you don't know where you're going and to map a place, it's just, I don't know what we did without them. Got lost a lot, basically.
Definitely.
5:43 right now, we're going to get your national news and sports in from ABC. Wonder if Tyler Hubbard's listening to us now. Bonnie and Friends, give us a call, Tyler, 293-9000, 701, the area code. He's in town tonight. He's going to be performing at the lights if you're going to the concert. Going to want to dress warm. It's going to be chilly today. We're only looking for a high temp around 63 and breezy as well. Winds out of the east, northeast, 10 to 25 miles an hour. He's fantastic. He's going to... put on a great show. You might have recognized him from Florida Georgia Line, broke off from there to have a successful solo career. And I think he's been here a couple of times already over the years and a fan favorite. And I just checked out the Lights website. It looks like there are some tickets still to that concert, standing room only if you wanted to go to that concert tonight. 5:50, Bonnie Amistadi, Jay Stedman, and you. Also, we've got a big Flag Day ceremony going on in our studio parking lot later on today. We've got free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. Starts at 11 this morning. We'll have the raising of the flag. Deb Segvold's going to sing the national anthem, a color guard salute, and then lots of food and fun to be had.
Yeah, we got Top Dog Hot Dog, Penny's Eatery, Euros and Burgers, Detroit Deli. We're going to have some free ice cream brought to you by Our friend Jason over at Breadsmith, the Moorhead American Legion is going to be accepting donations for honor flights. They're still trying to get more honor flights set up for later this year. Mm-hmm. Free WDAY caps. We've got some free portable phone chargers. And we're going to give away prizes every 15 minutes, some gift cards to Sweet Shots, which is a great place to go play and
listen
eat.
To the broadcasters who will be making the announcements of the winners.
Everyone, your attention, please. Look at me. I have a microphone.
Do you know who we are?
Never heard of you before.
We had to volunteer, so that's the role that the two of us decided to take. But everybody is welcome. And again, free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, first responders. Love to see you. 11 this morning until 1 this afternoon. We are right next to Thunder Road, 2850. Thunder Road South, right there in our parking lot. 551, our question of the morn. We want to know, we are going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? Phone lines are always open to you. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Mark always makes me giggle. Companionship with humor and snacks. Oh, so you're going to bring some snacks, too. I like
He's going to bring some companionship. No word on who that is.
No.
Definitely not Mark.
Maybe he'll be. I bet that he'd be like a little chatty Cathy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sounds like Mark. I like this. Doug, our trucking friend. He's tired of driving. Well, no, he will drive you. He says he'll be the chauffeur.
He just wants some company to come with him, I think.
You need to stop driving. You need to sit in that passenger seat, Doug.
I know.
Some of us just like to drive. I like to drive. I hate my husband's driving. He's a horrible driver, even though he's a truck driver and drives for a living, but not in a personal vehicle. I don't trust him in traffic. So we get through Chicago and the Twin Cities. I think he like panics. It's just like, nope. I just like to think that I can be in control of my own destiny. I prefer my driving, and plus I don't fall asleep behind the wheel. He tends to get a little sleepy. That's not a good combination. Anita's going to bring coffee, water, red licorice, and almonds. We'll be stopping for lots of bathroom breaks, Anita. That's a thing when you road trip.
What brand of licorice?
What's that little Wally Wallaby or Willy
Well,
Wallaby? That's
very good. But
that's in a category or league of its own. It's
pretty
not the
much.
Same as
but normally the category that gets the most, obviously other than some cheap generic brand, is normally going to be Red Vines or Twizzlers. I need to know where the person is on that spectrum.
Were Red Vines around when we were little? I just always remember Twizzlers growing.
I don't think they were because since getting older, specifically since meeting my wife, what's it been now? It's 2002. I've been 23 years. She is a Red Vines
person. I think they're lame. I've never had them, but I think they're lame.
I like
Twizzlers.
Gal. And she will say Twizzlers taste too waxy or something like that. But
they probably do.
Red Vines are not as thick. They're thinner. Like the candy is thinner, and then there's a bigger hollow space inside the middle of it. So they're not. I don't think they're as good.
Twizzlers. I actually don't eat licorice very often, and I haven't eaten it in a long time. But the kind that I liked, and you'd be like probably that, is the chocolate one.
I did like the chocolate ones. I've tried the chocolate Twizzlers before. They're better than I really thought they were going to be.
I haven't bought them in years, but I used to buy those. It's like, ooh,
I used to
delicious.
Get, when I was a teenager, and I had obviously the metabolism of said teenager, I could go, and I don't remember how much they cost, but like we'd go to a movie in Bryant. When Bryant, South Dakota is a town of like another 300 people, and they have got a theater, which over the years have actually done much better about getting newer movies there. But I'd get a soda and a pack of licorice, which I swear is probably like the 1 pound version. I'd have that sucker gone by the time that the previews were done. The movie hadn't even started. My licorice is gone. I just shove them in one after the other. And when you look at it, obviously very low fat candy, which is very good, but they're pretty high in calories. Each a serving of like is like 150 calories or something like that. And that's like three pieces. And I'm like, who's going to eat three pieces? What's the point of that?
Candy in movies weren't ever a thing for me. I want the popcorn, and I can eat a lot of popcorn. I don't need candy.
You give me a 1 or 2 pound bag of Twizzlers and a big bottle of Diet Pepsi.
That doesn't scream movie. Popcorn.
That's
movie
that
theater.
Was movie.
Popcorn screams movie.
When we were kids, it was always a big treat. We'd get a can of pop and some popcorn. We'd watch a movie or TV at home with the folks. Once we all got into kind of teenage years, we're like, you guys can keep the popcorn. Just, you know,
really?
Give some soda.
I just remember being little kids, and we'd be in bed sleeping already, and then mom was popping popcorn, and then we'd always sneak out of bed. Because, of course, who's going to be able to sleep through the smell of popcorn?
There's certain smells that wake people up or that draw people in, and it's usually popcorn. But occasionally, if you're in the mood for it or honestly, sometimes if I'm really hungry, then I'll eat popcorn because I'm trying not to overeat stuff. But
popcorn.
I'm not a frequent popcorn eater.
Mm-hmm. Love
to
it.
Say the least.
We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? That's our question of the morn. 701-293-9000. The email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Trevor says, depends on the road trip. However, a cooler full of energy drinks.
Yeah, man. Well, what is Trevor bringing for the rest of us?
Vaping supplies. They're probably just his, but if you
want
some.
I was
going to
say, the way he drinks energy drinks, he's going to have a cooler full of them, and I'm going to be like, can I have one? He's going to be like, no.
No, those are mine. Didn't he
get
tell
your
us,
own.
Like, he drinks like seven or eight of those a day
yeah,
or
like
something like
that? Yeah, like six a day
that?
Or something.
And we're not judging.
No, sometimes, though, I kind of work. Sandy had a iced coffee the other day, and then she's like, oh, I'm going to try this energy drink because there's usually some interesting ones to try at the Dollar Tree, so they're not expensive. Mm-hmm. But she looks at it, and I'm like, hon, there's like 350 milligrams of caffeine in that, and you just had a coffee. Oh, well, do you think I should drink it? And I'm like, probably not.
Do you want to vibrate?
I should have let her drink it. She would have gotten a lot of housework done, to say the least.
Well, there you go.
The That's whole house from top to bottom would have been cleaned, and I'd have been like, I just sat down for 10 minutes, and it's already done.
Lots of heavy rain showing up on the radar screen, showers and thunder showers, northeastern South Dakota. In fact, I see they had issued a flood warning for Roberts County, South Dakota.
Which one is Roberts? Because Aberdeen's Brown County.
Sisseton, Roberts County?
Probably, because Coddington is Watertown. My hometown is in Clark County. So it's got to be farther towards the northeast.
Sisseton's Roberts
County. Sisseton, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then also in Minnesota, I see down around areas to the west of, say, Elbow Lake, north of Wheaton, they're getting some pretty good showers and thunder showers over in the Glenwood, Alexandria area, moving down there. Milbank, they're showing some pretty good rain. Ortonville, like I said, they had 2 inches last night, looks like. Theirs is a little bit lighter. The heavier stuff is north of Ortonville. Heading over to Appleton, some pretty good stuff showing up on the radar. And we're seeing reports of southern and central Minnesota could see 2 to 5 inches of rain today with flash flooding. So it's coming down pretty quick in some of those areas. Really coming down in the Wilmer, Litchfield, down by Shakopee. St. Cloud's going to probably be seeing some of that heavier stuff in an hour or so. Dino's in with our forecast in just a couple of minutes. We're going to check in now with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Cloudy, cool, breezy today. Grab a jacket as you head out the door. But we do encourage you to stop over at our Flag Day celebration today from 11 to 1. Everybody is welcome. We've got free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders going on in our parking lot. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., we're going to have a raising of the flag, national anthem, color guard salute. We've got food trucks, free ice cream, lots of things to give away, including caps and portable phone chargers. We're going to have a fundraiser for Veterans Honor Flight, and you can register to win prizes, sweet shots, and more drawings every 15 minutes right here in our studio parking lot, 11 to 1 today. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6 o'clock. Good morning. 6:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived, and already they're getting hammered with rain down in northeastern South Dakota,
flooding
central
rains.
Southern Minnesota. Yeah.
We missed out on a big rain event, which is, they have flash flood warnings down around the Sisseton areas. Some rainfall totals from south. We only picked up about 1/100 of an inch here. That's it. Morton picked up 6/10. Wahpeton about 6/10. Rossay, 1/13. You go into Lakes Country. Ottertail picked up 1/4 inch. Wilmer, Minnesota. That was one of the higher totals I saw with 4 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
Herman picked up 172. And right now, the main rain is stretching from about Windmere through Wahpeton and Fergus. And south of that, north of that, just a few sprinkles. And we're going to remain mainly dry here in the FM area. Again, we can't rule out a sprinkle or two from the 94 corridor just south. But the main rain, again, is going to stay in the southeastern corner over towards Fergus and points south of there. And even that will come to an end as we head throughout the day. But it's going to be unseasonably chilly. Mm-hmm. With highs today under cloudy skies, only in the lower 60s with an east wind at 10 to 25. Clouds hang tight tonight, 52, and a lot of clouds over the weekend. I wish I had better news, but it's really, there's not much good news in the forecast. 69 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, a lot of clouds around this weekend. I think it'll be mainly dry on Saturday and most of Sunday. We do have a chance for some storms coming in here as we head into Sunday night. And then next week, we're in that active pattern of the LRC where we stand almost a day-to-day chance of storms. That doesn't mean we're going to get rain every day, but the chance is definitely there. And, you know, there's going to be days where the main rain misses, like this last event here, where we'd get hardly anything. But you go an hour south of here, and you're looking at, rainfall race between a half inch and an inch and a half. Mm-hmm. So we'll be keeping an eye on it, but numerous systems that are going to be riding the jet stream all next week, which, again, going to give us almost a day-to-day chance for rain. So a pretty wet-looking forecast over the next week, and I don't see a lot of sunshine until we start off the work week next week. We're going to be stuck in a lot of clouds this upcoming weekend. But there's going to be dry hours, so if you do have outdoor plans with Dad, you should be able to squeeze most of them in.
I want to double check. Saturday you had said 69, but you had 79 on the website.
Yeah, that's a typo. So that's yeah.
Oh, so really it is 69? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to make sure that's 10 degree different, because I'm like, well, 79,
that's a huge difference.
That's going to be nice, and yeah. I didn't know if you misspoke or not.
I noticed that this morning. I'm like, somebody had fat fingers.
So today and tomorrow, chilly.
Yeah, today and tomorrow, chilly. Warming up a little bit Sunday. And I think we'll see a few breaks of sun on Sunday, but don't expect a lot. I think we're going to be more clouds than sun.
So with the possibility of the rain here, like starting Sunday and looks through Thursday, you have on the website there, anything like that'll be significant or appreciable?
Say? It's too far out to say. Yeah. There's a chance some of those storms could turn strong later next week. It all depends, you know, if we get that heating of the day, that's going to help brew up the storms. Mm. If we don't, then we'll probably just get your random variety garden thunderstorms. So
what's kicking off the stuff on the Minnesota and South Dakota side today? Warmer temps?
Just area of low pressure. That's where it's concentrated down to our south. We were expected to be right on the northern end of it. Remember I said
it'll
get about as far north as the 94 corridor, and it just didn't quite make it up this far north. But boy, they got it to the south, and
yeah, that's a lot of rain.
That's too much, yeah. Too much of a good thing. Mm-hmm. You're talking 2 to 4 inches of rain down around the Wilmer area,
and still coming down,
and still raining heavily.
Right.
Yeah, I mean there'll be areas down there that wind up with five and a half inches of rain.
Oof.
Yeah, that's too much. Mm-hmm. Too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, question of the morning. We're going on a road trip. Besides,
where are we going,
besides
Bonnie?
Bringing your pesty self. What are you going to bring?
On the road trip?
Yeah.
In the car?
Yeah.
Let's see. Jack Daniels, beef sticks, and my phone.
Phone's essential, isn't
it? Jack Daniels is for you. I don't drink Jack. I don't drink Jack, so that stuff's too strong. But the Jack Daniels is for you. Now, like snacks, beef sticks, pretzels, energy drinks,
yeah,
to keep up with you.
Yeah, there you go. As I'm downing my Jack Daniels. Maybe mix the energy drinks
with
the
Jack Daniels.
Maybe can mix them for me and hand them to me I'm driving.
Kids, don't do what Bonnie does.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I just get snacky in a car. Like on road trips, I just want to eat. I don't know why that is.
See, I don't a lot. But if it's a long road trip, if it's 6 hours or more, I'll bring something.
That's what I mean.
Because I'm not going to pull over to get fast food, and then you get in the car, and then you're going to eat while you're driving. Just something simple.
I think I'm going to starve to death, apparently. Even if it's like going to my mom and dad's, which is 4 hours, it's like I always have snacks. And I try to bring healthier snacks like fruit or nuts or jerky, like you said, too.
Yep.
But, of course, then you have to stop to go to the bathroom and get gas and you know, everything is so tempting inside. So something, you know, just because I have healthy stuff, I don't want that. I want some junk food or something.
See, well, give me a list because next month, here you are cracking your beer open already. Next month, you talk about a road trip.
Yeah.
Going to head to Omaha, and this is all driving. Driving to Omaha, then driving to Chicago, and then driving to Minneapolis and back here.
Oh, my.
So big circle road trip.
Ooh, that sounds like fun, though. And breaking it up.
Oh, it will be.
I'm sure there's party locales at every stop for him.
Well, one of them is one of my buddies in Omaha. He's going to be he's one of the pieces for Jay's show, Rides with Jay Thomas. So we're going down to Omaha to film one of my friends.
Oh, you're going with?
Yep.
Oh.
Going to film. But I haven't seen him in, it's been 6-7 years. And so he's like, make sure you bring Dean down. And so going to head down there and visit with him. And Yeah, and we're going to film Jay's show down there.
Very cool.
And then awesome. Buzzing over to Chicago to catch Cubs game and yeah. up to Minneapolis to see my buddy and then back here.
Is Jay with you the whole time?
Oh, no. Oh, I no. 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 God, man.
Jay, you would drive him crazy.
Jay could not handle... He could not handle my Chicago friends, trust me.
He would probably kick you out and leave you on the side of the road.
I know he would.
We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? Terry says his car, his 65. I hope I don't offend him. I think it's a Mustang. Is this a Mustang? He's walking over to look at it. Is that a Mustang?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I got that right. Terry's going to bring his classic car there. Nate's got our music playlist covered. I like that.
Got to have good music.
Yep.
Do you have you almost have to have Sirius XM in your car.
Well,
or you just stream something
Spotify,
off your phone.
Yeah, okay, a lot of people have that on their phone too. Or somebody on our Facebook page mentioned like crime podcasts. I think Lori did.
Oh, hey, there you go.
I did that with my daughter one time because we're both into like true crime and stuff. So I thought that was kind of cool. Just something different than music,
right?
You know,
and it's it mixes it up a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly. 6:10, we are going to get your national news in from ABC. Big game James McCarty is off. He went down to the College World Series in Omaha. So Jace will have your sports covered. All that and more coming up right after your national news from ABC. 6:14, big game James McCarty off for a couple of days watching the College Baseball World Series. So Jace Denman has your WDAY Radio Sports.
Minnesota Twins. Just like a couple days ago, they gave up 16 runs to the Texas Rangers. They lose 16-3 in the series finale. Bailey Ober gave up 7 runs over 4 2/3. He got the loss. Bullpen gave up 9 runs over 4 1/3. Carlos Correa, Willie Castro, and Brooks Lee each drove in a run in the loss. Twins head over to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros beginning tonight at 7:10 p.m. Minnesota will send Chris Paddock to the mound to start tonight. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, they did take their series finale from the Kansas City Monarchs 9-6 last night. Tyler Jandron only gave up 1 run over 7 innings, earning the victory. Although Kyle Johnston struggled out of the bullpen, he gave up 5 runs while only recording 2 outs, so that's less than ideal. Garrett Alexander closed the door, recording the game's final outs. Redhawks now return home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake Country. That's not country. It's lakecounty.com.
Yeah, Lake County, yeah.
Yeah, it was a typo. You know, someone probably
did
it early
this morning. Well, he had 146-6 on the Twins
game. That's true. He's just like, I'm out of here. I'm going to the College World Series. We're playing golf. We're watching ball. We're eating food. That game tonight currently scheduled 7:02 p.m., obviously barring any type of rain issues. Moorhead Spuds Athletics, the baseball team in the consolation semifinals at the state tournament, they fall to Andover 10-2. Like I said earlier, Bonnie, I'm not sure if they have a seventh-place game or not, so their season could very well be over. But what a great run to get back to the state tournament for the first time in, I believe, over 20, 25 years. Moorhead Spuds Lacrosse fared a little bit better yesterday. They defeated the third seed, Benilde St. Margaret, 12-8. They will play in the Consolation Championship, the fifth-place game against number 4, Minnetonka. That'll be at 11 a.m. at Chaska High School. PGA Tour, U.S. Open, which is being played at the Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. J.J. Spahn is in the lead at 4 under par. Thurston Lawrence is in second at 3 under par. There's a three-way tie for third at 2 under par. Our very own Tom Hoagie struggled shooting 5 over while sitting tied for 79th, so he's going to need to make a play to make the cut. Hoagie will tee off his second round this morning at 6:51 a.m. Local time, which if you're out in Pennsylvania, it'll be 7:51, so an early start for him. Stanley Cup Finals last night. Stop me if you heard this one before. The game goes to overtime. 3 out of 4 games this series has gone to overtime, with the one exception being Game 3, where Florida was in control and won 6-1. Last night, Edmonton overcame a 3-0 deficit in the first period to eventually tie the game at 3. Game gets to overtime, tied at 4. Edmonton wins the game 5-4 in overtime. Series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow back in Edmonton. Puck drop at 7 p.m. with game coverage on TNT and their family of networks. Tonight on the hardwood, NBA Finals continue. Game 4 in Indiana. Indiana leads that series 2-1 with a really good fourth quarter performance and a bench performance that was much better than Oklahoma City's. We'll see if Oklahoma City can tie that series up. Tip-off will be scheduled for 7:30 p.m., which means about 7:43 the game will actually start. Game coverage available nationally on ABC. And that is all I got for you for sports, Bonnie.
A couple more responses to our question in the morning. We're going on a road trip. What are you going to bring? Jay on our Facebook page. Yeah. He'll take his wife, his dog, and his debit card. That's smart.
I suppose.
Bring your phone, too, just in case you need to, you know, get lost. Yeah. Unless you don't mind getting lost with your wife in the car. And then you can go that way. Crash, you and Jace are the same way. I just shake my head, and I know a couple of other friends with your love for Circus Peanuts.
Yeah.
He says he would bring Circus Peanuts, caffeine-free pop, and deer sticks. I didn't even like Circus Peanuts as a kid.
Caffeine-free pop? What's some people, the point?
Well, some people can have caffeine.
I know they
very
can,
sensitive.
But still.
Crash is very sensitive. But it'll bring some deer sticks, too. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Aren't you supposed to be at work already?
I was going
to
say.
No, we're not pouring concrete till 8:30.
So oh, I see how it is.
All right. Not enough your boss keeps you on task. You got us bossing you around, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Always getting the sass around here between the kids, you, and the work.
There you go. And you probably like waking up, though, and looks like the rain. Oh, you don't have rain over in DL, do you?
It's raining right now.
Oh, is it? That's not good on a concrete pouring day.
Yeah, we're in a building. We'll just make a little tent over the door. We'll make it work.
Oh, okay. So you'll be good there. All right. Well, we're road tripping. What are you going to bring?
I am going to bring my kids, my dog. And my food, some snacks, because I am a snacker when I drive.
What is with that? I am, too. It's like I think I'm going to starve to death, so I never leave home without snacks, and then I buy more along the way.
Yeah, I always have, like, a bag of chips, something for the kids. I mean, whenever we go anywhere, it's always sitting in the car, so.
Well, and, two, when you got three kiddos, it's like you're going to stop at a convenience store. That's going to add up pretty quick. You have a couple stops along the way.
Oh, geez, yeah. Because normally the kids, you get those little kind of kid drinks at the convenience stores, which those are like $2 a piece or more.
They got the little like $3 a piece.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. But that's like about 8 ounces is all, and it's $3. And of course, they see the flavor and maybe the shape of the bottle. Like, oh, Dad, can I have that? And you're like, fine, I'm going to get $7 worth of soda.
And they're always starving. But what do they grab? Garbage, goldfish, maybe fruit snacks or something, candy.
Not my kids. They're actually pretty good. They're always like, ooh, they have pizza here.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
My kids are pretty good. I mean, I can't knock my kiddos, so.
Yeah, but like you said, if you were to buy everything at the convenience store and road trips, too, it'd get expensive.
Yeah, usually I just fill up the lunch pail with a bunch of snacks, and away we go.
There you go. Hey, Ben, happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, to everybody there as well. You too, Jace. Everybody. Thanks,
yeah, absolutely.
And the College World Series is awesome. I've been there a couple times.
Oh, you have?
Best friend down in Nebraska. One of my really good friends growing up lives down right in Ralston, which is a suburb. The College World Series is right next to his place. So I used to go down there and go watch it. It's a blast. Nice.
Yeah, very cool. I know some friends here from the local area, too, that go down there, too. So, yeah, a lot of people from our region, baseball fans, love to go there. And it's some good quality baseball to be watching, too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what I always say about college sports. Everybody's trying because they want to make the pros. And if they're in the pros, then they don't try anymore.
Yeah. And it's a lot cheaper than the pros for a fan.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you have a great weekend. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend.
Oh, I will. Once I'm done working today, I get the kiddos, and we're going to be hanging out all weekend. So
good for you. You enjoy. That's awesome. Yeah, and I've got little kiddo. I just, I love kids. I don't care how old they are, how young they are. I just love kids. And so my nephew and his wife and their three kids, 2, 4, and 6, are coming to town, even though they're like feral cats and they're a little wild. They're not naughty. I was talking to Alex. I'm like, she goes, are they boys? I'm like, no, but they're very energetic girls. I think their dad wanted a boy, but he didn't get a boy, so he's got three girls, and they're just the middle one, especially. She is wild, and the little one's a little wild, too. So, however, we installed a baby gate because my grandchild Zara is going to be moving to town here in 2 weeks. So, we put a baby gate up last night. Not we, my husband did. I had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it, it just sat there. So, he put it up, but that'll help contain at least the 2-year-old and keep her upstairs instead of upstairs, downstairs. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She, She was a preemie, so she was born early, so she was a late walker the last time she came. It's just like she managed to stay upright, but she's tippy. Like, she looked like she had been drinking all day, and you just thought she was going to topple over.
Maybe she had a rough week. You don't know.
Maybe. And it's rough being the baby. It is, keep up with your older siblings. Mm-hmm. 623, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Good morning to you. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. Oh, a lot of people do not like today. Why is that? We will tell you coming up next. Movie buff, what movie is this from?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. I didn't even give any thought to this at all. It's just like, yeah, it's Friday today. It's going to be fun. We've got a flag day ceremony, but it is. Today is Friday the 13th.
It usually happens at least, what, once or twice a year, depending on the calendar, how it falls?
Yep, something like that. It terrifies millions of people in our country. They have a paralyzing dread of Friday the 13th. Some will not go to work today.
It's partially because of people like me named Jason. So,
do you have that mask, that hockey mask you're wearing around
I can
you?
Neither confirm nor deny. A lot of people would prefer that I wore a mask.
No, you're handsome. You don't need to wear a mask. You're ridiculous.
I have a face for radio, Bonnie.
No, you don't. He could be on TV. He's a pretty boy. Don't let him fool you. Some people are so terrified of today.
They really?
They won't go to work. Some will not eat in restaurants, and many would never plan their don't plan your wedding for Friday the 13th. Some people would just like, all in, we're doing it on Friday the 13th. And
quite honestly,
many
though,
probably,
I would not plan a wedding or a big celebration on a Friday anyway. I would want to do it on Saturday.
Some people do get married on Friday.
Because then you can sleep in on Saturday morning, potentially. You know, you get ready, you have the big wedding dance, etc. Then you can sleep in Sunday and recover, and then you go back to work. Now, granted, having it on Friday night, then you got 2 days to recover before you go to work on Monday.
And
but
the Friday weddings that I have been to have been smaller, smaller gatherings. And then it's not like an all day long drawn out. You're nervous on your wedding day. You know, it's just like, boom, you go to the courthouse or you have somebody marry you, just a small gathering. Yeah. And then you have a party that night, and it's a lot of fun. But
Over the years, I've really kind of, a lot of people don't even like the number 13. There's a phobia for 13, and I can't remember. Is that trixodictophobia, or is that the fear of spiders?
I think that's right. Is agoraphobia the spider one?
I thought that was just fear of sweaters.
I don't know. Anyway, it's one of those. But there's a lot of hotels where they don't
have a 13th floor. See, now part of it is based on my very favorite football team. I don't mind the number 13 anymore because one of the best receivers in the NFL, I don't care what anybody says, Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he is number 13.
Okay.
And so I have got a Buccaneers jersey. Granted, I believe it or not, I went to the preseason game between the Vikings and Bucks. And one of the owners was there, and they gave me this owner coin, and I had to call a number, and they gave me a free jersey because he saw me wearing my old Mike Allstott jersey. Mm. And so they had changed uniforms at that point in time to these gaudy whatever they were. Anyway, it's number 13, and so I like the number 13 these days, and so I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a fear of it.
I've never overthought 13.
No. I mean, and everybody that's been an athlete, we've got our quote-unquote number. Mm-hmm. So if there's a jersey, like I saw a jersey that was up for grabs at the Dragon office, and I'm like, can I have this? And, of course, Coach was like, yeah, that's fine. And it's got my 13. Old number 32 on it.
Oh, 32. Yeah.
But 13,
I like 23.
But 13 is one of my favorite numbers these days just because there's a lot of people that don't like it. It's one of the numbers of my favorite wide receiver on my favorite team. So I don't have a fear of it. But yet there's people
Millions of people to this day.
I mean, now having superstitions, I can be superstitious when I watch my favorite team. And I feel like if I don't watch them or if I don't watch it live, then maybe they'll do better.
That's a common sports
thing. You know,
if I sit
in a certain spot, you know, sometimes when the team starts doing well, you're sitting in a spot on the couch. I'm like, well, I'm not moving the rest of the game because I want them to win, which I have no effect on the game. But to take it to the next level and just be like, I can't do anything today because it's Friday the 13th, that kind of boggles my mind a little bit.
Fear of the number 13 runs so deep in our culture, over 80% of high-rise buildings avoid having a 13th floor.
Yeah.
Even some hotels, besides not having maybe a 13th floor, they refuse to have a room 13.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And airports, I didn't know this, airports do not have a gate 13. I don't know if it's all of them. It says some airports don't have a gate 13. Superstition has also triggered the popular horror movie franchise, which probably amped it up and made it worse for a lot of people. Yeah. I don't know if they mean Friday the 13th. They have over 12? No. It says a popular horror movie franchise has made nearly $1 billion over 12 movies. All
I wouldn't be surprised if they have 12, because at one point they had Jason in space. They've had Jason come back a number of times, obviously. I mean, Friday the 13th, I'm not sure how many movies they have. They've got a ton of them. Let's see. So there was – that's Jason. Mike Myers was in – that was one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Not Scream.
It was another one of the popular. There's Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one. I'll have to Google it quick.
All right. We'll just take it their word
but
for
I mean,
it.
There are
$1 billion over 12 movies.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, because I thought the rumor was that Friday the 13th was going to go in their last one. They were going to make 13 movies as well for Friday the 13th series.
Janae says the 13th is a good day. All four of the kids in her family born on Friday the 13th, July 13th, November 13th, December 13th. Were they all Fridays, though?
I think their mom was induced on 13th just to keep that going. Just like my parents, all of our middle names, rhyme with my parents' middle names. They're all ending in A-Y, so.
The only people that had the same birthday, the exact same birthday in my family, was my brother Lou and Grandma Amistadi were both June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister Heidi was June 9th, and Zara is June 3rd, my granddaughter. But the only two in the family, Grandma and Brother Lou. 6:31, be listening in the 7 o'clock hour.
Halloween, that's the movie.
Okay. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour, great grocery giveaway. We're going to get one of you qualified to win $10,000 in groceries. Groceries for a year, brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. You have to listen all day long. When your name is called, give us a call within 9 minutes, 70 seconds. Or 10 minutes, 10 seconds.
Timer will be counting down on our show.
Yep. We
not estimated. It will be exact.
We announce a qualifier the 7 a.m. hour, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. hour. So you got to listen all day. And if you hear a friend or relative's name, let them know about it so they can call
them
in
and
get qualified.
Quickly.
Exactly.
You know, everyone that qualifies, if you call back in when we announce your name, you'll be invited to our great grocery giveaway grand prize party at Kingpin's on Thursday, July 10th, where one person is going to win those groceries for a year. We do have a number of qualifying stops. We've got a couple next week. We got Tuesday. We'll be at Grease Monkey from 2 to 5 p.m. Big Game James will be there getting people qualified. And then Thursday, June 19th at Bark and Biscuits from 2 to 5 p.m. Alex from our sister station over there on the flag, she will be there getting people registered. You put your name in the box, then a couple names will be drawn, and you'll be qualified to be a part of that great grocery giveaway grand prize party.
Friday morning, Friday the 13th, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. It's 6:32. Dean will be in with details on our forecast coming up. 6:34, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast. Heard from Ben, raining in DL, and it's kind of dark here.
It's dark.
Think we're going to get in here?
No. Just outside of a few sprinkles here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, we're really not going to see any organized rain today. It's just to our south. The main rain from Winemere through Wahpeton and Fergus and points south from there. And again, areas of the southern valley, Wahpeton, Morden picked up about 0.6 inches. You go up to Rossay, 1,300s. Otter Tail picked up a 1/4 inch. But man, Wilmer, Minnesota, 4 inches. Herman, Minnesota, just under 2 inches. So some and flooding rains in parts of those areas. So it just missed us. To the south. And we're going to stay cloudy today. Chilly for this time of the year. We're in the upper 50s right now. We're not going to move much. Low 60s is it. Maybe a few sprinkles this morning. That's about it. With east winds at 10 to 25. Cloudy tonight, 52. Cloudy Saturday, 69. I do think we'll see a few breaks of sun on Sunday that should allow us to warm up into the 70s for Father's Day. Slight chance for storms late in the day on Sunday. Better chance of storms coming in Monday and Tuesday of next week. 70s across the board through the middle of next week. Honestly, there's a day-to-day chance for storms next week. I kept Wednesday and Thursday dry because I do think we'll see a little break then, and then another chance of storms coming in the end of next week. But temperatures remaining at or below normal. Normal highs this time of the year, about 78, 79. So well below that today and tomorrow, but we'll be pretty close to average as we head into early next week. But, again, we're in that stormy part of the LRC cycle. And even though there's a day-to-day chance for storms, that doesn't mean we're going to get rain every day.
Right. True. Yeah.
So, and, you know, it could be something like, you know, yesterday and today were big storms, but they just stay just to the south or maybe just to the north next time. We could use a little drink of water here, though. It's been, we could use it. We're not in any drought conditions by any means, but we could use a little drink of water.
It's been about a month since we had a nice
any decent soaking.
Warm.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell them to the south. Don't tell them
no.
that.
Yeah, flood you want some rain, we'll give you
some. Yeah, flood warnings from Sisseton eastward. So, yeah, those areas got hit pretty hard.
Mm. All right, 637 Flatland Music Flashback. Going to be coming your way right around 656 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Coming up, we're going to be showcasing this artist and this album. It became the best-selling album of 1976. Stayed on the charts for 97 weeks. Find out what it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. Time now to get to the ABC News. Then we'll check in with the American Ag Network. Then Jace has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:42, time for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Thank you, Bonnie. PGA Tour U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Not a good start for Tom Hoagie. He struggled shooting five over, and he sits tied for 79th entering the day. He will tee off his second round this morning at 6:51 a.m. J.J. Spahn is in the lead at 4 under. Thurston Lawrence is in second at 3 under. There's a three-way tie for third at 200 par. So Tom's got to get things going today if he want to make the cut. Minnesota Twins, well, they were crushed once again by the Texas Rangers, 16-3. They got beat 16-1, I believe, in their first matchup with the Rangers. But they took the middle one out of that three-game series. Bailey Ober gave up 7 runs over 4 2/3 and got the loss. Bullpen gave up 9 runs over 4 1/3. Twins are now off to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros beginning tonight at 7:10 p.m. Minnesota will send Chris Paddock to the mound to start tonight's game. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks took their series rubber match from the Kansas City Monarchs 9-6 last night. Tyler Janrin only gave up 1 run over 7 innings. Bullpen kind of struggled a bit. They gave up 5 runs, most of them coming via Kyle Johnston. Juan Fernandez led the offense with 4 RBIs. Redhawks now return home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake County Dockhounds. That begins tonight, as always, at 7:02 p.m. Moorhead Spuds at the state tournaments. First one, the state baseball tournament in the Consolation semifinals. Spuds fall to Andover 10-2. So they are basically out of the running now for obviously anything there. I don't believe that they have a seventh-place game, but I could be wrong on that one. Moorhead Spuds boys lacrosse, though, they are in the Consolation semifinals. They win, 12-8 over against Benilde, St. Margaret. I don't know why that just looks weird.
That's okay. Minnesota kid here. Yeah. I got you.
Benilde to 12-8. They will play for the Consolation Championship, also known as fifth place, as they take on Minnetonka tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Stanley Cup Finals last night. Edmonton got things evened up after overcoming a 3-0 deficit in the first period to eventually take down the Panthers 5-4 in overtime. Series is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow up in Edmonton. Puck drop scheduled for 7 p.m., so a big travel day for both those squads as they get back up to Edmonton, continue the Stanley Cup Finals. 3 out of the 4 games so far, Bonnie, have gone to at least 1 overtime. Game 2 went to double overtime, so great series there, with the exception of Game 3, which was a 6-1 blowout by the Panthers. Tonight, the NBA Finals, Game 4. Indiana leads that series 2-1. We'll see if the Thunder can tie things up or if the Pacers can take a commanding 3-1 series lead, which I'm trying to think. I think the Pacers have taken a 3-1 series lead in all of their previous series so far this playoff run. They have been on a fantastic run trying to take down the top team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who won 68 ball games this year. Tip-off scheduled for around 7:30 p.m. Game coverage available nationally on ABC.
That potentially could be over this weekend then if the Pacers...
Let's see, if the Pacers win today, I believe
Sunday
game five is on Sunday, but it... I mean, that's when it should be, yeah, but...
And that's if, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a battle.
So. Yeah, I'd have to look at the schedule because that potentially could be on a Monday night game, but normally they like to go Friday, Sunday, based on kind of getting all eyes on that. Sports This Hour is brought to you by Pebble Lake Golf Club, which has been voted one of the top 25 public courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why. Get tee times online at playpebblelake.com.
Steve Carney Outdoors is going to be joining us about 7:10 this morning. We will talk fishing. He also took out our Veterans Fishing Trip winner out to do some fishing. And I had posted a picture earlier in the week on our Bonnie and Friends Facebook page. Merlin of Dilworth looked like they had had a nice time out there on the water. So we'll hear more about that trip. I also saw some Facebook posting about dead fish showing up, DL area, Rush Lake, Little Pine, etc. cetera. So we'll ask about that with Steve Carney. Steve Carney Outdoors coming up around 7:10. Flatland Music Flashback, that's going to be coming your way in about 10 minutes. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Thanks to this video accompanied by the song, Line Dancing became a worldwide craze in 1992. We'll tell you what artist and what song in Flatland Music Flashback. Stand by, we're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 2005, this famous musician was cleared of all charges he faced in a 16-week hearing in California. Find out who that was and what the charges were coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback, Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
On this date in 1970, the Beatles started a two-week run with The Long and Winding Road. It was their last number one hit. The Beatles still hold the record for most number ones on the Billboard Hot 100 with 20.
The album Let It Be started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart. On the same day, it was the 12th and final studio album by the Beatles.
These guys would be considered like a jam band, right?
Peter Frampton,
yeah.
Like early day big hair.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean.
70s.
1975. And there's this Steely Bob that they do with that little tube thing.
Remember having one of those kids slide whistles or whatever?
That's completely different, Bonnie. That's completely different than that thing. Peter Frampton played the first of two nights at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Recordings from the show were used as part of his number one double album, Frampton Comes Alive.
It became the best-selling album of 1976. It was voted Album of the Year, and it stayed on the charts for 97 weeks. Show Me the Way peaked at number six on the Billboard charts. It was a big deal back in the day.
So was this mullet.
Yeah,
that was a super mullet,
yep.
Man. 1992, Billy Ray Cyrus started a 17-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Some Gave All. His debut album featured the worldwide breakthrough hit, Achy Breaky Heart. And for those younger folks, yes, this is Miley Cyrus's dad.
Yes, and thanks to the video that accompanied the song, Line Dancing became a worldwide craze.
Oh, that was abrupt.
Well, you talked so long. You stalled so long, it ran out.
Well, you got to hear the song and the chorus. You didn't want to finish. He's also had a successful acting career. But anyway, 1995, Alanis Morissette released her studio album, Jagged Little Pill. The album went on to sell over 30 million copies worldwide and made Morissette the first female Canadian to score a U.S. number one album. Get oot.
Hand in my pocket. You ought to know. Ironic. And You Learn were all big hits off the album.
I don't think she grammatically got the irony in her lyrics. I don't think she did very good on the irony.
It's ironic. It is.
Isn't it ironic that she wasn't ironic? In 2005, Michael Jackson was cleared of all charges of a child abuse case at the end of a 16-week hearing in California. Jackson was found not guilty on all 10 charges, including abusing a 13-year-old boy, conspiracy to kidnap, and supplying alcohol to a minor to assist with the felony.
Jackson died 4 years later of a heart attack caused by prescription drug intoxication.
It wasn't fentanyl?
No, it wasn't fentanyl? No.
I thought it was.
No, that was Prince.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Cover of a Rolling Stone. Having a birthday today. Dennis Locourier, lead singer with Dr. Hook, is 76. The band had a string of hits in the 1970s, including When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman, as Sylvia's Mother, the cover of the Rolling Stone, and Sharing the Night Together.
This is one of the songs that we plucked out all the songs from the 50s in Dad's old jukebox that we had set up in our basement, which my folks still have. This is one of the 45s that we popped in there.
Nice.
I used to sing and listen to it, so it brings back good memories.
Good.
Good album, too. If you're having a birthday today or any day this weekend, happy birthday to you, too, and also happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads out there. Steve Carney, Steve Carney Outdoors, is going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. We will talk fishing. Also, it is the 7 o'clock hour, so be listening for your name to be called. If you entered the Great Grocery Giveaway, we might be calling your name next sometime in the next hour. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. Rainy day for some parts of our listening area. Rainy morning, anyway, and a lot of rain coming down south of us and southeast of us, Dino.
Yeah.
Huh?
In fact, I just got an email from Corey in Rutland, buck 15 down there.
Okay.
And again, heavy rain in parts of Lakes Country, western Minnesota, where, Herman, Wilmer. Herman picked up a buck 72. Wilmer, 4 inches of rain. Flood warnings from Sisseton eastward and southward. A lot of heavy rain down to our south. We're getting drizzle here in the FM area right now and under cloudy skies. And the more that's what we'll see, kind of a drizzle, sprinkly morning from the FM area southward. Again, obviously a steadier rain down in the far southern valley and into Lakes Country. That all moves eastward, though, as we head into the afternoon. But a chilly day today. Low 60s and east winds at about 10 to 25. That's just not a pretty day today for sure. And then cloudy 52 tonight, cloudy Saturday, mid to upper 60s. I do think we'll see a little bit of sun on Sunday, and that will allow us to warm up into the mid to upper 70s. Could see some storms come in late Sunday. And then all next week, although I don't have it on the website, because our models typically don't handle these upper-level disturbances very well. But the pattern that we're in does have a day-to-day chance for showers and storms. That doesn't mean we're going to see rain every day, but the chance is definitely there. I think the best days for rain are Monday, Tuesday, and Friday of next week, with Wednesday, Thursday just being a lot of question marks whether we see any rain on those days. I kept them dry for now, but... not the best weekend. It's Sunday, probably. It looked like Saturday would be the pick day, but it looks like Sunday now, which is good for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. It looks like Sunday will be a little better than Saturday, but definitely not pool weather out there. Not pool or lake weather. Maybe Sunday, but...
The kids won't care, but still.
Kids aren't going out in a pool in today's weather.
Some will.
Some will.
No, they will not.
They
will.
Some too. Don't care. They're like, I want to go to the pool.
Will the pools even be open
their
today?
Lips are blue and their teeth are yellow. Or even at the lake. Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
They will.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so wish we had better news, but it is what it is.
Yep, sure
it is.
It
is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time is now 7:05. We're going to check on your national news. When we come back, a sports update, and then we'll have Steve Carney Outdoors.
Steve Carney standing by. Steve Carney Outdoors. We're going to talk fishing next. But first of all, a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Twins once again crushed by the Rangers, 16-3. Bailey Over gave up 7 runs over 4 2/3, and he took the loss in that one. Twins are now off to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros beginning tonight at 7:10. Minnesota sends Chris Paddock to the mound to start things off. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks took their series finale against Kansas City Monarchs 9-6 last night. Tyler Jandren only gave up 1 run over 7 innings. He got the victory. Bullpen a little bit shaky to close things out, but they still got the win. Redhawks now return home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake County Dockhounds. That begins tonight at 7:02. PGA Tour currently with the U.S. Open in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Tom Hoge struggled to open things up. She shot a 5-over. He's sitting tied for 79th. He tees off this morning. Actually should have teed off about, 20 minutes ago or so? J.J. Spahn is in the lead at 4 under par. Thriston Lawrence is in second at 3 under par. There's a three-way tie for third at 2 under. So Tom's got to get it going here today if he wants to make the cut. Spud State Baseball Tournament comes to a close. Moorhead falls to Andover 10-2. While the lacrosse team plays on, they are on to the Consolation Championship after a semifinal win, 12-8. They will now face Minnetonka tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Chaska High School. Last night, another thriller on the ice as the Edmonton Oilers overcame a 3-0 deficit to finally take down the Florida Panthers 5-4 in overtime. Series tied at 2. Game 5 tomorrow night in Edmonton. Puck drop at 7 p.m. And then tonight, Game 4 of the NBA Finals, Indiana, Oklahoma City, tip-off 7:30 p.m., game coverage on ABC.
7:10, time to talk fishing. Steve Carney. Steve Carney Outdoors is joining us. He is brought to you by Auto Fix and Ottertail. Find out more at autofixrepairs.com. Good morning to you, Steve. We heard from Ben about an hour ago, told us it was raining in the DL area, and it's still coming down there?
It sure is, and I'm really glad I got an off day today because this was a pretty tough week. I was on the water every day, and I had our veteran winter on Monday. Oh, my goodness, Monday was so nasty. We almost called it off, but decided, yeah, let's give it a shot. And we had 40-mile-an-hour winds, rain most of the time. But we did catch fish. We just headed into the northwest corner of our lake, and Merlin Albertson of Dilworth was the award winner. He did really well. You know, 89 years old, he's blind, and, you know, it was tough to begin. And, you know, we had his nephew to help out between the two of us, and Merlin had a really good feel. I mean, he really did. It just was very sensitive to bites, and we did really well considering the weather was so bad. And yeah, it was nasty. None of us were really dressed quite well enough. We didn't expect it to be quite as nasty as it was, but nobody complained. We caught some fish, and it was a great time.
Well, and thank you for sharing that picture with us, Steve. You can see the smile on Merlin's face. You can tell he had a good time, and I posted it up on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page, so a lot of our listeners got to see that great picture. And I wouldn't have known the conditions were that rough based on the smile on his face, and he's holding up some pretty nice crappies there.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. You know, we had a couple of dates booked that we couldn't make because of the weather, and it was kind of like, well, let's get it done. This is like our third or fourth attempt, and we decided to go out. But, yeah, it was really the whole week has been, you know, really bad for weather. Yesterday it was super rough again, and, you know, sometimes it's just you take what you can get. And, you know, I try to pick lakes that had of access that's on the lee side, and you know you really don't want to be putting it in an access if the wind is blowing in, because it's really tough to get your boat on and off, and you know, that's just a little strategy thing. But the fish have been just really weird this week. I mean, I'll go to a lake and get on a spot and do well, and then bring a group back the next day and the fish are gone. And this has been happening all week, and they're moving so much, and they're still in that 9 to 11 feet. And you just have to keep moving and make a milk run, and you can't expect them to be on the same spot, you know, the next day or 2 days later. It's just a phenomenon this year. I don't know what it is. And, you know, they're not schooled up a lot either. It's like one here, one there, maybe two there. So you really got to keep moving and, you know, just keep going. You can't just sit on one spot. And a lot of my guide buddies are running into the same thing. It's just they're not schooled up the way they should be. And a lot of the crappies are still have, you know, eggs in them. So I think the spawn was missed for the most part. Some lakes, they pulled it off, but there's a lot of lakes that they didn't. So a little unfortunate in that. But again, when you can get out and the weather's fine, June is a tremendous month. So this is really a great time to get out. You just got to hit the weather right.
Yeah, Father's Day weekend, a lot of people like to take their dads out on the water, do some fishing. It looks like Sunday will be decent, partly sunny, 78. There is a slight chance of some showers too, but maybe make up some backup plans to go to the supper club in case you don't get enough fish to fry up for supper on Father's Day.
Well, you know, fishing is so good right now that it shouldn't be a problem catching fish. This is June, and the fish are still shoreline related. And, you know, the water temperature is another weird phenomenon. It's been 63-degree water temperature for like 3 weeks. It's not going down. It's not going up. It's staying right exactly at 63 almost on every lake. And I think that's why fishing has been fairly consistent, because they haven't really moved to their summer patterns yet. They're still, you know, shoreline related, you know, just like they were on opener. It's just they haven't really moved much in terms of depth. So that's a good thing. As long as it stays kind of consistent, fishing will remain, you know, very consistent. But if we get a bunch of heat, you know, coming in 70s, 80s, even 90s, it's going to change things. And it's also retarding the weed growth, which is really good. The weeds aren't doing a whole lot right now. That's good. You really don't want a, you know, a big burst of weed growth, and that's, you know, kept the weeds down, and that's been helpful too. So far so good. We just need, you know, keep it the same. Keep things the same. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I know I saw some chatter in local regional Facebook groups here about people saying that there's been a lot of dead fish showing up in the DL area. Rush Lake, Little Pine were two of the ones that I saw singled out there. Are you seeing that? And regardless, what are your thoughts on what might be going on out there?
You know, Bonnie, I have not seen that. I've been on those lakes and, you know, I've heard the same thing, but I've talked to a lot of my cronies out there. They're not seeing it either. So it must be just sort of an isolated thing. you know, it could be, you know, a parasite type of thing. It could be, you know, an algae issue. It could be, you know, runoff. Something got in there that shouldn't be in there that killed some fish. But I am not seeing it, not yet. And if there was a fish kill, I would see it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know about social media. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it isn't. But I will have to say I have not seen that.
Okay. And then I had also come across this story, too. Researchers reported in the Journal of Infectious Diseases, freshwater fish, game fish like bluegill, largemouth bass, black crappies carry parasitic flatworms. Is that something we see here? They reference California, I know, in the story, but is that something we see here too?
Not really. You know, sometimes you get a crappie or especially a bluegill that'll maybe have some, you know, white maggots in it when you're cleaning it. Yeah. It's pretty rare, but they do have, you know, black parasites in the bluegills, which is pretty typical on most lakes. And people say, hey, it's okay to eat them once you cook them, you know, it's fine. But I kind of stay away from, you know, bluegills in certain lakes because of that. It's not very appetizing when you look at it. But I don't run into that very often either. But bluegills, perch, you know, have a tendency to do that, you know, depending on the lakes you're on. And, you know, some of these lakes, you know, are more polluted than others, especially you get to western Minnesota, a five-county metro, you know, there's so many, you know, things that flow into these lakes that can really make, you know, a real problem. Not all the lakes are like that, but, you know, it could be, you know, leaky septic systems. It could be runoff from the streets, from the salt, from the winter. It could be, well, it certainly is, you know, runoff from crop fields. And, you know, there's so many, you know, things that can happen. But, you know, nothing generally, you know, large that I can tell, but you see it, you know, periodically once in a while.
Yeah, and when you said those black parasites in bluegills, I've seen them, and we just always cleaned them anyway and fried them up, and they taste delicious, and I'm still here, so it must be okay.
Yeah, it looks like you peppered them with, you know, black pepper,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's, but crappies, yeah, and I don't really run into that, and I don't know why the bluegills have it and the crappies don't. Must be something in their diet, you know, that's making that happen, but yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Okay.
It's Mother Nature weirdness.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like it's going to be terribly windy over the weekend, you know, maybe today up to 25 miles an hour, but 5 to 15, 5 to 10. Any pointers for those that might be taking dad out on the water to do some fishing here this weekend?
Well, I would recommend, you know, pretending it's the Minnesota fishing opener and start fishing areas that you caught fish, you know, a month ago, because they really haven't moved that much. Everything is kind of shoreline related right now. I've checked a lot of the mid lake, you know, sunken islands and areas, and they're not there yet. It's strictly, you know, a shoreline type of bite, 9 to 11 feet, depending what the weed growth is. And I've been working, you know, the same break lines and shorelines that I've been, you know, fishing since the fishing opener. So they really haven't moved. They're pretty much doing the same thing. Jig and minnow is still working well. Hair jigs, plastics. You don't really need leeches and crawlers quite yet. That'll come, you know, down the road a little bit as we get into July. We make that live bait switch. And I've been having a tough time finding bait right now. It's a lot of the bait shops are, you know, running low, and there's plenty of fatheads and crappie minnows, but shiners and small suckers are really tough to get. And I don't know if that's a temporary thing or what, but those are some of my favorite baits, if I can find them. But right now, plastics are working great. Any type of artificial that you work along those break lines is working great. Highly recommend that. And it takes a little practice. You know, with Merlin, we had to work maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then he started getting it. And it's all about that cadence and the retrieve. And, you know, it takes people maybe an hour or two to pick it up, but it's very effective at this time of the year.
Very good. And, yeah, thanks for running the contest, Take a Veteran Fishing, and I'm glad that you got to connect with Merlin of Dilworth and get out there on the water. And, like I said, his smile tells the story, holding up some nice crappies that we shared on Bonnie and Friends' Facebook page. Steve, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend, you guys, and take care.
You bet. And if you want to connect with Steve, you want him to take you out guiding, go to stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Steve is brought to you each week by Auto Fix and Otter Tail. Find out more at AutoFixRepairs.com. And happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And coming up yet this hour, we're going to get another qualifier for the great grocery giveaway. We can actually do it now, like, because then they have 10 minutes and 10 seconds to call in, or nine minutes and 70 seconds.
Let me get my timer set.
Okay. I got to make sure I grab the right name here.
Oh, yeah. Don't do the wrong name. That would cause confusion.
Friday this year. Yeah, we got it. We are looking for Cody Werlinger of Fargo.
Cody Werlinger
of Fargo. Give us a call, 701-293-9000. If you're a friend or relative of Cody, let him know we're talking about him on the radio, and he needs to call us.
He's got 10 minutes.
Cody Werlinger of Fargo. Love to hear from you. We will get you qualified to enter our drawing here for a year's worth of groceries, $10,000 in groceries, brought to you by Alsager Meats and Kingpins. Presidential Library can tell the story of ag. We'll hear more about that from WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel straight ahead. And we just heard from Cody. His wife heard his name called on the radio. He was at work, but he called in, and in record time, not too much time passed, Cody qualified here.
That was great. He did a good job. So, yeah, we got somebody qualified again. Yay. So that's great news.
Cody in the running to win $10,000 in groceries. Alsager Meats and Kingpins are fine sponsor. If you are not registered yet, make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com. And sign up for the great grocery giveaway. Also, make sure you're available Thursday, July 10th. That is when we're going to find out who our winner is after all the qualifiers.
7:24, we head out to the farm with our ag director, Bridget Riedel. Bridget, Presidential Library, what do you have in store for us there?
Okay, hold on. Before we get to the Presidential Library, the first thing I thought of when you said that your qualifier was so quick to call in for the $10,000 great grocery giveaway was, can you do this like all at one time? Do you remember the TV show, the game show, Supermarket Sweep, back when we were like in college?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be like that, where you just have to race through the grocery store and get all your things in a cart in like a 20-minute time frame?
I love that.
That would be fun. But yeah, $10,000, that'd be a lot of stuff. Well, although these days it'd be easier than it was 20 years ago.
Probably.
Yeah. And if you've got, I mean, I think about it, if you've got family and you've got kids, if you need diapers and formula, and go over there and get yourself some great big roasts and a few turkeys.
Yeah. Meat on it, definitely.
Yeah. And you know, all Alsagers, you know, just we'll take everything.
Yep.
And walk out. So
one of each at least.
Load up the freezers in the back of your vehicle. Carry them out on a dolly. Put them in your...
So if you see me racing through the grocery store, that's because I'm always hoping Supermarket Sweep comes back and I should be in prime form.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Yeah. Now, they're not going to let me do that at the Presidential Library for Theodore Roosevelt out in Medora, which has completed its phase one construction and is centering the museum building and its roof structure to look like the rolling topography of the Badlands. Hmm. Why do I, as the ag director, get excited about that Presidential Library?
Well, you get excited about a lot of things, especially ag-related. So, I'm not surprised.
And Teddy Roosevelt has a tremendous history in Western North Dakota, related to our ranching industry. He was one of the guys who came out here. He thought it was a way to fix his broken heart after he lost so many family members, particularly his wife and mother, in the same day. But he came out here to try to make a go of it as a rancher. And he had great ideas. His Elkhorn Ranch was a big part of the development of Western North Dakota and Medora. He got into meeting a whole lot of other folks like the Marquis de Morez, who was here from France, who wanted to start a packing plant where instead of shipping live cattle east to Chicago for slaughter, he wanted to butcher them right there in Medora and then put them on rail cars, packed in ice, and then ship in order to have less shrink on the animal, etc. But the problem was the railroads thought they'd lose money that way and conspired against him, so they would not put the ice on, and then his meat would be rotted by the time it got east. And Teddy Roosevelt was part of those types of things that were happening. So I look forward to seeing this library. I'm excited that it's going to be opening on our nation's birthday, July 4th, 2026.
Right, cool. Right. Yeah, that's going to be super cool.
Look forward to it. Mm-hmm. All right. So one of the other things to look forward to is North Dakota Soybean Council has stepped out to proudly support the North Dakota FFA. And they've done it in a variety of ways, including a new chapter grant program. And what they're doing is you can apply for this if you are a school who's about to get an FFA chapter or start one. It provides you $1,500 for your startup expenses, but also gives you 7 iconic blue jackets for your chapter officer team, a chapter flag, an American flag, and a full officer station set. And what that means is when you do opening ceremonies, you have the emblems for your president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, reporter, and sentinel. And those are items that you don't have to have as part of a cash outlay to get your chapter operational.
Yeah.
The first chapter to take advantage of this is Cavalier. Cavalier is now bringing back their FFA chapter.
Nice.
It's wonderful. Glad to see that happening.
Yeah.
All right, gardeners. Don't forget to check the garden. Potato plants can find themselves being defoliated by leaf-feeding beetles in a matter of days. Those Colorado potato beetles will harm you, even though your potato plants can tolerate 20 to 30% defoliation prior to flowering. You can only take so much, and you better be scouting not only large fields, but that garden to make sure that you are taking out those potato beetles before they do more damage than
They're
good.
Gross. I remember the one year I grew potatoes. I ended up with them, of course, and I had to call my dad and ask him what to do.
Yeah.
And you can hand pick them.
Yeah,
you know,
they're gross.
You know what I decided? They're a lot of work. I don't need to go through this with those rotten potato beetles, but I can drive to Buxton to the wash plant where farmers bring their potatoes to be washed and bagged and sold. And I can buy potatoes there cheaper than I can raise them and torment myself.
Yeah, right.
So there's something to just keep in mind. But yes, I think that when we consider what we do in the garden, there's a lot of great things that happen. Potatoes, love that you're growing them, especially if you're getting those great little beet potatoes out of there that are so tender. But pay attention, Colorado potato beetles. Life moves fast, so do they.
Yep.
And stop them in their tracks. All right, folks, today, Weather and Ag in Focus. Well, I'll be back. And we're going to be joined by Patty Sen. She's with Soul Solutions Recovery Center. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about your mental health, but also substance abuse in farming. And that's not an easy thing to discuss because it's so often in our culture in this area to be able to say, oh, but we're just going to have a few drinks. But when does that get out of hand? And when are we masking some of the deeper concerns that we have? Well, there's a lot of stress in farming. So let's talk about that with Patty today and see if we can help some folks find their road to recovery if they need it.
There you go.
So for all of you, have a wonderful weekend. And I'm afraid I won't be able to talk to you Monday or Tuesday, but you'll have me back on Wednesday.
Right.
I will be in South Dakota for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Leadership Academy.
And happy belated birthday from us and all of our listeners, you little stinker. She did buy cake and ice cream, and she wasn't even here for the party. So me, Jason, James were in the lunchroom going to town on that yesterday. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm so proud of you guys for finishing that off for us.
Oh, we went big, and then we went home because we needed naps.
I know. I was tummy rumblings, you know, I just needed to lay down for a minute.
Jay is doing his best to look like Pooh Bear.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too, Bridget. And yes, happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads out there. And congratulations, Cody just got himself registered for the great grocery giveaway. If you have not done that yet, make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com, get yourself signed up, and then listen all day long for your name to be called. Brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. It is 7:30. 7:33, Father's Day weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, we're not exactly starting out great here. Could be worse, like if you're south of us and southeast of us. It's just cloudy and gloomy.
It could definitely be better.
Well, how am I going to wear my Speedo in this weather? This is not conducive
Thank
for
goodness
Speedo
for cold weather.
How about you just don't have to today? How about we go with that?
Bonnie's praying for at least 80 so she can see me in my
I've
Speedo.
Seen it so many times. It's like, really? Again?
It doesn't get old?
Oh, it definitely gets old.
It still brings a smile to Bonnie's face. Don't let her fool you.
It's
or she's laughing. I'm not sure which one it is, but
he's either laughing at you or near you. Yeah. One of the two.
I'm sly like that.
Yeah, yes, you are. Well, we are looking at still some light rain on radar. We got a few sprinkles in the FM area, but a steadier rain in the far southern valley and into Lakes Country. And that will be slowly moving east throughout the morning. By afternoon, most of us should be on the drier side. With highs today, they're not moving much, only in the low 60s today with an east wind at 10 to 25. It feels more like fall out there, to be honest. And then tonight, cloudy conditions, 52. And for Saturday, cloudy skies, mid to upper 60s on Saturday. And then we'll finally see a few breaks for sun on Father's Day with highs in the mid to upper 70s. And a chance for storms coming in Sunday night. And then a chance for storms to start off next week with temperatures remaining in the 70s. Looks like numerous chances for storms over the next 2 weeks. It doesn't mean every day is going to rain, but I don't see any stretch of really warm weather either. I think by the end of next week, we'll be back into the 80s, but I don't see any 90s in the forecast. So if you're a fan of the 90s, I'm not seeing a whole lot this summer. We'll see a few more days, but they get clipped off by these cool fronts coming in from Canada, so we're not seeing that elongated stretch of hot weather. Not this summer.
You 90s lovers, you know you live in Minnesota or North Dakota, most of you, right?
Yeah, but it's still nice. You know, you'd
90s,
like
90s, nice?
On the weekend. On the weekend.
I sweat
so
when you talk about
go
it.
Go boating, you know, hit the pool. Yeah.
The only 90s I like are back in the 1990s when I was
music.
A teenager. Go back and live that.
Right. And know what we know now.
No. Exactly. Well, that's the key. Yeah, exactly. Right?
But still have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, Dino. Weather sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:35. We've got to check on your national news. We've got a WDAY Radio Sports update, and then Dean will return for your 3-degree guarantee.
7:39, time for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jay Stenman, putting on his glasses.
Sports on the radio, folks. Here we go. Breaking news. PGA Tour.
Yeah.
U.S. Open. JJ Spahn is in the lead at 4 under par. Tristan Lawrence in second at 3 under par. The men with the crooked sticks and the white ball will go shooting again today as Tom Hoagie struggled at 5 over, and they will now start today's day for Tom Hoagie at 6:51 a.m.
That's good. Good job. Nice
Thank
work.
You.
Like that.
Minnesota Twins.
Golf clap.
Yeah. Well, that's good because that was a golf story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Twins gave up 16 runs again for the second time in 3 games against the Texas Rangers, so that's less than ideal, especially when you only score 3. Bailey Ober gave up 7 runs in 4 2/3. He took the loss. Bullpen wasn't much better. Over 4 1/3, they gave up 9 runs, so less than ideal. Twins are now off to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros, the only team named after a cartoon dog. First pitch gets 7:10.
Okay.
Good run.
I think they've been around.
Astro. Maybe. I don't know. Minnesota sends Chris Paddock to the mound in that one. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. Well, they did better. They won their series finale against Kansas City Monarchs 9-6 last night. Tyler Jandren only gave up 1 run over 7 innings. Kyle Johnson came out of the bullpen, struggled, gave up 5 runs, only recorded 2 outs. But regardless, Fargo-Moorhead gets the win. Redhawks now return home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake County Dachshunds. That begins tonight at 7:02 p.m. Moorhead Spuds baseball, they fall to Andover 10-2 in the consolation semifinals. But the Moorhead Spuds boys lacrosse team did get a win. They win 12-8. They are on to the consolation championship game, which is the 5th place game. They will take on the 4th-seeded Minnetonka High School tomorrow at 11 a.m., and that will be held at Chaska High School. So hopefully Moorhead can bring home the consolation trophy tomorrow. In NHL playoffs for the Stanley Cup, Edmonton Oilers overcame a 3-0 deficit. They finally take down the Panthers in overtime, 5-4 on a Draisaitl, just one-handed goal that just caught Bobrovsky off guard. Series is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow in Edmonton. Puck drop 7 p.m. Game coverage on TNT and their plethora of channels. Tonight, you can get cozy in front of the TV and watch the NBA Finals in Indiana as the Pacers lead that series 2-1, trying to take a commanding 3-1 series lead against Oklahoma City. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. approximately. Game coverage available on ABC.
Flag Day tomorrow, but we are having a Flag Day celebration right here at our studio parking lots today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Free lunch for all veterans. Come on out. Law enforcement, yep, we got your lunch covered too, as well as first responders. We're going to kick things off the Raising the Flag, and Deb Sagvold will be singing the national anthem. At 11 this morning, we will also have a color guard salute, and there's plenty of food to be had. We've got a bunch of food trucks that are set up here. We'll also be giving away some WDAY hats, portable phone chargers, fundraiser for Veterans Honor Flight as well. And you can register to win prizes, 2 sweet shots, and more. We'll have drawings every 15 minutes. So today, between 11 and 1, right out in our studio parking lot, we're next to Thunder Road, 2852 Thunder Road South, free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. But, of course, Everyone is welcome. 743, we are going to check out your three-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki straight ahead. 744, time now for your three-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
I was on a roll, right? What are we at, one?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll
don't get ahead of yourself there, buddy.
We'll stop that immediately.
Again?
75 was forecasted. We hit 71.
It's been a rough week for you.
It's been a real rough week.
Steve Harney said it was a rough week for fishing, a rough week for weather forecasting,
too. I'm telling you. Yeah. We'll probably blow today's, too. But, Crystal L., congratulations on winning a keychain. Just swing by the station and pick that up. And today we're going to go 63. Who knows? We might hit 80.
With your accuracy, yeah, I can see that happening.
63 for today's three-degree guarantee. We'll have some drizzle in the area this morning with a steadier rain in the far southern valley and into Lakes Country. That will all come to an end this afternoon, though. But the clouds are going to hang tight all day long. And again, three-degree guarantee, 63.
And as brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
I would book the mortgage on today's.
I don't
you
think
said
you would.
That one other day and then you blew it. And I think you said somebody's, it the day after that.
Somebody doesn't have
again.
A mortgage anymore.
Yeah, somebody's going to be out of a couple of mortgages.
Going to be out of their house pretty soon. Thanks for that, Dino.
Usually he's right. This week, not so much.
It's a rough week. Hey, yeah.
Are you off next week or something? What's the deal?
I know I'm in vacation mode already, right? That'll be later. That'll be next month.
There you go.
746, Bonnie and Friends. Some people just are not very bright at all. And Lady in Michigan.
Oh, jeez. He's just heading
off
the room.
I'm sorry, Dean. I love you. But, you know, a lot of cotton upstairs. I'm Lady in Michigan. You're not going to believe this story. We'll have details coming up next. Friday morning, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads out there. Enjoy your weekend. All right. Depending on the state, the jurisdiction, depending on the crime you're accused of, oftentimes you can make court appearances in front of a judge via Zoom, like remote, right? Court appearances? Okay. Lady in Michigan. So she had to appear before a judge and via Zoom.
Yes.
I don't even know what the charges are. I haven't gotten that far to see if they even listed the charges, just because what she did was so dumb anyway. Obviously, it's not felony stuff if she was able to appear via Zoom.
I would hope not, unless she was via Zoom because she's incarcerated.
No, she's not. She was at home.
Oh,
okay. You're appearing before a judge, right?
Yes.
And you're charged with a crime of some sort, right? So should you be like fully dressed? Should you be fully present?
On, you're on Zoom. I mean, you know, maybe just dress from the waist up.
And don't stand up then.
Well, don't spill something on your lap where it causes you to quickly stand up or anything like that commercial.
Well, the judge is just like, you've got to be kidding me. He scolded her. She started making a peanut butter sandwich while on a court. You're in a courtroom, basically, but you're not. You're like your remote. She started making a peanut butter sandwich, and apparently she was even wearing a bathrobe.
Well, at least you knew she hadn't left the house yet.
The judge said, put down whatever you're trying to prepare and get properly dressed, too. She told him that she was properly dressed, and he's like, is that a robe?
Was he jealous because her robe was cooler than his robe?
Oh.
See?
I didn't think
about
that.
Robe jealousy, Bonnie. You got to think of that.
Oh. I don't know. What she told the judge is that her daughter, her three-year-old daughter, apparently was sick and she had to keep her home and she was trying to feed her. Wouldn't you do that before you get on the, like?
You would try and do everything so you can focus and pay attention to your court appearance, because obviously nobody wants to have to go in front of a judge because you got in trouble for something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that it seems less than ideal and, you know, you definitely don't want to make the judge angry. Because a lot of times in these smaller, you know, court cases or whatever, they're the one that makes the decision. It's not a jury trial.
Right.
So do you really want to irritate the judge? Because a lot of times in any type of case, there are sentencing guidelines that they kind of need to be a part of, but you can be at the lower end of the sentencing guideline or you can be at the upper end.
Yep.
And if you're a complete tool in front of the judge and you irritate him, you're going to end up at that higher end. So instead of saying like, okay, you got to pay a $50 fine and probation, all of a sudden now you're paying like a $1,000 fine and you're going to spend a weekend in jail or something like that. So
watch what you say and do in front of the judge, because, you know, you don't want to make things worse than they already are.
Put your clothes on, too. The judge said, I'm sorry your daughter is sick, but you are in court, and we're going to treat it as such.
Yep.
The lady actually had an interview with the media outlet, said she was definitely wrong. I could have dressed better and became more prepared. I don't want to think judge to think I was laughing at the situation. And then she tries to play the mom mode here. Yeah. She goes, I'm a personal stylist, so I know how to present myself.
Obviously, she might need to rethink her career path.
But then play it up like, but you know, it's hard for moms out here, she says. I'm sorry.
I mean, I get it, but still.
Those of us who are parents, it's just like, you need to know your responsibilities. And yeah, you should have fed your child ahead of time and, you know, maybe put a movie on so she could have stayed quiet.
It's like, look, mommy's got something at 10 a.m. I mean, who knows what time of the day it was? I mean, obviously, first thing in the morning, but I don't know that judge, you know, court stuff gets started any earlier than, I don't even know if they're starting at 8. I would say it's more like 9 a.m. at the earliest. Yeah. But
let's be a little smarter.
Common sense, it's not that common anymore.
Put clothes on. You want to dress? I mean, you probably get, like you said, a lighter sentence if you dress properly, right?
I know.
Before the judge.
Were you going before the judge for a speeding or a parking ticket, and you could easily have gotten out of it had you just been appropriate and done what you needed to do. Instead, you show up and make a mockery of his courtroom. So, yeah, he's going to make you pay the fine now. So, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say what the crime was, but it was a misdemeanor. But, yeah.
It was a crime of passion.
I know. Maybe. Maybe she was trying to,
that's why she has,
you know,
a baby.
Make some moves on the judge.
Hey, judge. How do you like
that? I don't
know. My robe has fallen open. Has yours?
752. Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about this for a couple of days. This big food distributor was hit by a cyber attack. And it's affecting grocery stores nationwide, including smaller grocery stores here in North Dakota. And we will talk about that in your Money and Markets coming up next. 756, checking out your Money and Markets. The opening bell rings this morning. Stocks yesterday, they closed higher on Wall Street. Comes after the latest producer price index reported a 0.1% increase last month. That was against expectations of 0.2%. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 101 points. S&P 500 was up 23, and the NASDAQ rose by 46. That was after a day where it was down just slightly.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's just this kind of little...
Yeah, no major
wave.
Ripples.
It's not a roller coaster right now.
Right,
it's just
right.
A little kind of little ripple of waves on
water,
so that's fine. Oil futures actually saw a major surge after Israel carried out a massive series of airstrikes on Iran last night. Crude oil futures were up more than 8% as of last check after climbing as high as 13% Thursday evening. The price of a barrel of West Texas crude was about $73.60. Close to some of the largest single-day gains since 2020.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was Whole Foods around the country. They're starting to see shortages after a major supplier was hit by a cyber attack last week. It's also affecting small-town grocery stores, including a number in central North Dakota. I've seen stories out. United Natural Foods reported Monday that they had to take their system offline to deal with the attack and that it temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. Company didn't share details of the breach, but says there have been a series of ransomware attacks on major retail customers in recent weeks. And a spokesperson for Whole Foods says the grocery chain is working to restock shelves as quickly as possible.
Wow.
And it sounds like those bigger chains are in bigger cities. You know, they're making do because you have a bigger order coming in.
Yeah.
The ones that are really, it's tough for them is the smaller ones with smaller orders in smaller towns.
Yeah. I mean, supply chain, you know, issues. I mean, we saw how things got, you know, touchy, you know, in the COVID pandemic when we just didn't have stuff coming over because we weren't bringing it in. And, you know, you ruin that supply chain and then you have major problems getting the products where they need to go. Those of us, I mean, I think I sort of am, but Social Security cost of living adjustments could go up 2.5% in 2026 for those that are on Social Security. That's what analysts are predicting, but that could change depending on what effect President Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have on prices. The adjustment is calculated based on price and inflation data from July, August, and September. The increase could go up if those numbers do as well.
Autonomous vehicles could lead to fewer car crashes, but are not expected to lead to fewer dollars spent on insurance in the near future. That's according to new research from Goldman Sachs. The types of risk insurers cover in the future may shift rather than disappear. In the meantime, drivers can expect modest growth in auto insurance premiums, partially because of newer tech-heavy cars. They've pushed up repair expenses, leading to higher cost per claim. And while lower premiums won't come soon, Goldman analysts predict insurance costs will decrease by more than 50% in the next 15 years.
Well, I suppose so, because my value of my vehicle will go down. Because I'll still have both of those newer ones in 15 years. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Mine will be dead by then.
You'll finally get a different one.
Oh, I hope, yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon is expected to fly off to a fast start at the box office. The live-action remake is projected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film will overtake Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which took first 3 weeks in a row and has brought in $775 million worldwide. Meanwhile, A24's Materialists, starring Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans, is projected to make between $8 and $9 million in its debut. It's interesting. Look at that. Disney, their last two movies, Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon, live-action remakes of cartoon classics. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they look cool, and it, you know, I guess it turns out well, and it's nostalgic for some people, but when you remake it into a live-action, and you really, I mean, you can't change the story because everybody knows the story, maybe I kind of sort of see them as kind of pointless.
No, you're an adult. The kids will love it.
I mean, I'm sure they will, but it's just like, well, can't you make something different? You know, make it a sequel.
It's about the kids.
Make it a sequel and then change the story, because obviously in the How to Train Your Dragon, half of it's CGI animated anyway, because they have to make the dragons just like they did in the cartoon. So
they're not real.
No.
Might be a good day for a movie or a good weekend to go to.
I keep waiting for just like the right movie, to like an adult movie for me and the wife to go spend that much money at a movie. But you know, a lot of the movies that I want to see, a lot of the superhero ones, etc., probably don't appeal to her.
Some people go to movies every Friday; that's their date night. And you know,
sometimes you know, I'm not really a big fan of the chick flicks, so I'll pass on those.
We are WDAY Fargo 801 on a Friday morning, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. 803 weekend here or about here, depending on your work schedule, I guess. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, and not exactly serving up sunny and 90 this weekend.
Crappy today. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, good Debbie Downer.
Hey,
I guess I'll just stay inside all weekend.
Actually, we would love a day like this in January, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Temperatures in the 50s? We'd love it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in the middle of June, though. Not heading into the middle of June. No. We're in the upper 50s right now. We'll make it into the low 60s today. There's still some light rain on radar to the south of the FM area. And there's pockets of drizzle in and around the FM area that will continue over the next few hours, and then we'll start to dry out area-wide by this afternoon. But again, temps aren't going to move much. Low 60s and then low 50s tonight, mid-upper 60s, cloudy tomorrow, but we'll see a few peaks of sun on Sunday. That'll help warm us up into the upper 70s, and then storms come in Sunday night and Monday. The far southern valley has picked up between about a half inch and three quarters of an inch of rain. That's pretty common. But you go further south, Sisseton over towards Wilmer, Minnesota, those areas picked up anywhere between 2 and 5 inches of rain. So some heavier rain just missed us to our south. And we could use a little drink of water around here. But as I said earlier, we'll have numerous chances next week. So if you're wanting rain, I know areas down to the south, they're probably like, please, no, we don't need any more.
Right, right.
But everybody will have numerous chances as we head into next week.
Patience, grasa.
Patience, you got it.
We'll see it. All right, Dino. 8:05 coming up Monday morning, Flatland Music Flashback. We do that each and every morning right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Roxette, and Meatloaf. All that and more, Flatland Music Flashback, Monday morning right around 6:56. We're going to be heading to your national news from ABC. Then Jace has your WDAY Radio Sports. You're not used to working so hard. Jimmy takes a day off, and you have to work a little harder today with our sports.
So ridiculous.
At least he gave it to you, prepared it for you.
Well, that's true. Monday will be a different story.
You'll get
I'll be
the
like,
sports I throw
stuff
together for you.
Happened and people did things.
No, I'll have you ready for sports.
Oh, the guys on the diamond were active last night, but the Twins weren't so much.
No.
The Texas Rangers beat the Twins 16-3 in their series finale, so they get out of Arlington and they'll head over to Houston. Bailey Ober gave up 7 runs over 4 2/3. Twins, like I said, are going to Houston for a series against the Astros that begins tonight at 7:10. Minnesota sends Chris Paddock to the mound for their starting pitcher, while Houston is going to counter with Colton Gordon, which sounds like a rancher's name from like that series Yellowstone. Colton Gordon, I raise cattle. Maybe he does.
And plays baseball in his spare time?
No, just Colton Gordon. Okay. Anybody named Colton, that's the name of a guy on like a Western.
I know one Colton.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends has a grandson named Colton.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you suspicious?
Very. Mm-hmm. I'm suspicious of any of the information you tell me when you're looking at your phone like that. Fargo-Moorhead, they took the series finale against the Kansas City Monarchs down in Kansas City, 9-6 last night. Tyler Jandrin only gave up one run over seven innings, and he earned the victory. Bullpen struggled a bit, especially Kyle Johnston, but they still get the win. Juan Fernandez led the offense with four RBIs in the win. Redhawks now return home to Newman Outdoor Field for a weekend series against the Lake County Dockhounds. That begins tonight at 7:02 p.m. Fargo's very own Tom Hoagie is at the U.S. Open on the PGA Tour. They're in Oakmont, Pennsylvania at the Oakmont Country Club. J.J. Spahn is in the lead at 400 par. Thurston, I'm assuming that's not a typo because you never know with James. Lawrence is in second at 300 par. There's a three-way tie for third at 200 par. Hoagie, though, he shot five over, and he's sitting at tied for 79th, so he's going to need to make a move today to get to that cut line, which I'm not quite sure where that'll be. If the leader is at 400 par, you got to think maybe two or three over par might be that cut line. I'm not quite sure. So he's going to have to play well today. He should have teed off about 6:51 this morning, so he should be about an hour and a half. Is that halfway through a round of golf? I don't know how fast these guys golf.
I wouldn't think. No, it takes longer than that.
I mean, is it 3 hours?
I've never clocked.
I would assume it was 3 hours for like 18 holes, but I could be wrong.
I really don't like watching golf on TV. But I guess I've never timed it out to how long does it go, you know?
Moorhead Spuds Baseball, they dropped their last game to Andover 10-2 in the Consolation Semifinals, while the Moorhead Spuds boys lacrosse team won their Consolation Semifinal 12-8 over Beniel's St. Margaret. So they will now play in the Consolation Championship, which is obviously the fifth-place game. Moorhead takes on the 4-seed Minnetonka High School, and they will play tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Chaska High School. Stanley Cup playoffs. Edmonton Oilers overcame a 3-0 deficit. They beat the Florida Panthers 5-4 in overtime, the third game out of four that has gone to overtime. Series is now tied at two games apiece. Game five is tomorrow in Edmonton. Puck drop about 7 p.m. with game coverage on TNT, True TV, and Max. Tonight, you can tune in to the NBA Finals live from Indianapolis as the Indiana Pacers look to try and take a commanding 3-1 series lead. They lead right now 2-1. Tip-off scheduled for around 7:30 p.m., but with pregame festivities and everybody giving their opinion, probably about 7:43 game will actually get started. That will be game coverage live on ABC nationally.
I don't know if the Sharks are acting up because it's the 50th anniversary of Jaws or what, but there's
been... Well, they're big fans.
Maybe. Sad story out of Florida. Girl is recovering after being attacked by a shark. A 9-year-old girl snorkeling with her family in Boca Grande Beach or at Boca Grande Beach when the shark nearly severed her wrist.
Oof.
She was airlifted to a hospital in Tampa, underwent a 6-hour surgery to reattach her hand.
Oh.
A massive great white shark is lurking in the waters off the North Carolina coast. Nonprofit organization that tracks them says a nearly 14-foot great white shark named Contender was tagged earlier this year off the coast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
so
tagged.
They knew it.
Yep, off the coast of Florida, but now it's over in North Carolina. It's said to be the largest great white ever documented by researchers in the Atlantic. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Contender is believed to be about 30 years old and weighs more than 1,600 pounds. And as I mentioned, it's the 50th anniversary of Jaws. That's crazy to think, but yeah, I suppose.
You're coming up with your own shark conspiracy now.
No, I'm not. Steven Spielberg is set to introduce his classic shark thriller Jaws for an NBC broadcast special on June 20th.
Cool.
Yeah, Universal is home to the biggest movies in the world. It doesn't get any bigger than
you
Jaws.
Know, the funny thing, though, is you think about Jaws, that was, you know, because when that was out, I was a kid, you know, and that was kind of scary, right?
Yeah, and I didn't go to the theater to see it.
No,
it
neither did I.
It wasn't appropriate, but I know some kind of rougher kids that were my age went
But the
to
funny
the
thing is you have shark movies now, which I don't know if you've heard of this one called The Meg, and the Meg 2 starring Jason Statham, who's normally just a, he's an action, guy who's normally always the same kind of character. You don't want to mess with him, and then he kicks everybody's butt, et cetera, et cetera. But the Meg, so Jaws was like a really big shark, right? It was a great white,
made everybody afraid to go in the water,
The Meg is like a giant shark. So that's where, we're at with kind of those type of movies these days. So that, you kind of wonder how would Jaws be remade today if it were coming out now? And quite honestly, the way things used to be, it was one shark, what's his name? What was the guy's actor's name that was in it trying to get it? The guy with the glasses and the cigarette.
I don't know.
But anyway, it was one shark. Nowadays, you either have to have a giant shark or you have to have like a, a Sharknado, or you have to have, a whole school or a pool of sharks. I don't even know what they call a group of sharks.
Richard Dreyfuss.
That's
Roy
the one.
Schneider, Robert Roy Schneider. Shaw.
I think Roy Schneider's the one I'm thinking of.
Those were the big stars in the show. By the way, if you're a huge fan of Jaws and you want to watch all four Jaws movies and you have Peacock, they'll be streaming Sunday through July 14th.
So, wait, they made four Jaws movies?
I guess. That's what it says.
But they killed the. Was there always just a different shark coming around?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen more than the first one, to tell you the truth.
I think I knew of the second one. I guess I forgot about the third and the fourth one. I just don't know what the plot line was.
Yeah, there's definitely the revenge. Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3D.
Yeah, of course there's that one. Yeah,
and Jaws the Revenge.
Jaws 3D, well, that was like a 1980s one, wasn't it? Yeah. Because 3D movies with the little glasses got to be popular.
Yeah, so Jaws, the original Jaws came out in 75, mm-hmm. Jaws 2 in 1978, Jaws 3D 1983, and Jaws the Revenge.
The Revenge.
1987.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, so they're going to be streaming all those if you guys care to watch those.
It's always nice to find either some of your favorite movies or a movie that you wanted to see available on one of your streaming services, so that way you can stay at home and watch it. You don't have to go to the theater or wait for it to come out, on Netflix in 2 years or whatever it is. So,
Speaking of movies, we'll keep with this theme, I guess. You brought up the movies that were popular right now, How to Train Your Dragon, and was it Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch, yeah.
I guess it's National Movie Night tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think I read that somewhere.
Perfect time to pop some popcorn and curl up with a blanket. Unless you want to go to the theater, you can do that too.
The only problem is that some of the places where I found some of the movies I wanted to watch, they're on, I think the last one. Well, the first one we watched was on Hulu. The second one was on, I believe it was on Peacock then, which is fine because it's free. And then I don't believe they cut anything out, but there's like ads in it. So you got to wait through these 2 minute ad breaks, which is kind of annoying because when you want to watch a movie, you don't want to have commercial breaks, but it is what it is. But maybe tonight, maybe we work on that third one in the series.
In this kind of weather, mm-hmm. it's good to stay home and watch a movie. If you want to visit the music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
There you go. You only have a month left to get there. The music store where the famous scene from Wayne's World in 1992 was shot has announced it's shutting down. They've been in business, though, for 78 years.
Did they finally sell that guitar that Wayne was after?
I don't know.
I think he bought it in the movie or whatever.
Current owner of Cassell's Music in San Fernando, California, posted on Facebook he is finally retiring. He's been running this store for 48 years and has been in business for 78 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, Wayne goes to the store to buy an expensive Fender Stratocaster guitar he's always dreamed of owning. When Wayne starts to play A Riff from Stairway to Heaven with the Fender, the salesperson points to a sign
Stairway to Heaven.
You got it. A special screening of Wayne's World is I love this. They're gonna have a special screening of Wayne's World July 10th at the store.
Oh, nice.
Before they officially shut down mid July. They must have enough room in that store to
Will Tia Carrera be there for it? Just asking for a friend.
Is she still alive?
Of course she is. She's like my age.
Well, I know, but sometimes people die.
I know.
Tia Carrera. I have
Tia Carrera.
Carrera. Is she still in like movies and stuff?
I don't think so. I think she's kind of stepped away from that. Maybe she's in a few things here and there.
She's 58. But
she's your age. An older woman.
That's rude. You don't have to point that out. I knew it's not the same person. Yeah. I knew exactly who you were talking about. But sometimes people die, at a young age. But Tawny Kitaen, the one from that music.
From Whitesnake's video.
She died a number of years back. And she Oh, yeah. She was like in her later 50s, too.
Yeah, didn't she kind of go nutso a little bit, a little crazy. Was she the one that had the baseball boyfriend or husband, and she was had some issues, to say the least.
I don't remember. She was married. She died in 2021. She was 59. Mm. She was married twice. Once to Chuck Finley. I don't know who
He's a baseball player.
Oh, that's the guy. And then David Coverdale.
Yeah, David Coverdale.
But I can't remember. I got to see what she died of. I can't 100%.
It's got to be something like cancer or something.
I was thinking maybe alcohol or died by suicide. Nope. Yeah, here you go. She had heart issues and drug ingestion.
Yeah. That's less than, and not the kind of drugs you need to keep your heart going either.
Yeah, no, exactly. Drugs and alcohol, a factor in her death, police noted at the scene there. So, yeah, I mean, just because she wasn't very old doesn't mean she,
absolutely
still with
not.
Us. A couple more things that
Speaking of movies, just keeping on that.
Yeah, okay.
Ronnie had mentioned it because he had seen the actual teaser. I haven't seen the teaser, but I saw information last night. So, I know I was in high school because we were combined with another school for football. We co-op for football back in like my sophomore year of football, which probably would have been like 1986. Spaceballs was like probably written and directed by Mel Brooks, right?
Yeah.
It was one of his
Moranis
Rick
movie.
Moranis played Dark Helmet, which is the spoof of obviously Darth Vader. But it was a Mel Brooks, classic movie. Obviously he did Blazing Saddles, right? Mm-hmm. So he did this movie Spaceballs, and I remember it because the guys from Iroquois that we were co-opted with, they were like quoting this movie, right? So I had to check it out. They're making a sequel to it like 40 years later.
Like, what took so long?
I don't know. I mean, Mel Brooks is like 98 or 99. He's supposed to reprise his role. He played this like Jewish version of Yoda, which was kind of funny. Bill Pullman, who was in it, he played Lone Star. Who was kind of your Luke Skywalker, or maybe he was what's the other character? The ended up with Princess Leia. I've drawn a blank on his name.
I don't know. I didn't watch that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Star Wars we're talking about.
I know. I didn't watch that. I've not seen any of them.
So anyway, his son is going to be in it as well.
Okay. John Candy was in that too. And
yeah.
Obviously,
oh yeah.
They'll
probably have somebody play kind of like
maybe
because he was Barf.
Yeah.
His full name was Bartholomew. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they'll probably have someone in play like Barf's son or daughter. I would be my guess. So,
Did Ronnie say, I know I got busy here, when that Spaceballs 2?
I believe it's 2027.
Okay.
I think they're going to start filming either later this year or early next year. But I guess there's a teaser out for it already. So they're already, getting things put together. So that'll be kind of fun. I mean, at least for some of us that, were teenagers when that movie came out. And it has that lot of, dumb humor. Like there was a scene in the movie where the person's radar, he's like, what's wrong? And the guy goes over and licks it because there's some liquid running down the radar screens. He licks it. He goes, they've jammed our radar.
It's a dumb movie, but it's funny.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like stuff like that. And you haven't had stuff like that in a long time, it feels like.
4th of July hot dog, Coney Island hot dog eating
contest. Yes, did you hear the news?
Well, last year, Joey Chestnut couldn't be in it.
No,
because
he was
sponsorship.
He was
a
sponsorship with like a vegan hot dog or something.
Yeah,
so he couldn't do the Nathan's hot dog eating contest because that's a specific, brand of hot dogs, etc.
The champ, him and Kobayashi.
He's the best of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how he does it because I would feel so sick after 64 to 60. I think one year he had like 72 hot dogs.
76.
Oh, 76?
In 2021, he
ate 76. And that's a full Nathan's hot dog and a bun.
Yeah. I just think of all that sodium. Are your eyes like just swelled shut for weeks after that?
I don't
know.
Trying
to get all that out of your body?
I don't know. I'm supposed to watch my sodium, so I can't take part in the hot dog eating contest.
Joey Chestnut supposedly is returning this
summer.
He's
in negotiations.
Yep.
Woo!
He has won the Nathan's hot dog eating competition 16 times, holds
the
record.
And they were 16 consecutive ones until last year. And quite honestly, I don't even remember who won it last year or how many they ate. I'm sure they probably didn't get close because Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi, they had their own private like hot dog eating contest, and they did it live on Netflix, I believe. And
Kobayashi's very sick from these competitive eating.
And Joey Chestnut won again against him, just heads up. Yeah. And I think the number of hot dogs he ate last year, he would have won that contest at Nathan's on July 4th.
Well, basically, he was benched last year. So this year, he'll be back. Can he top 76? Stay tuned. Oof. We'll find out on that. Yeah.
I kind of hope he doesn't because that kind of makes everybody a little bit nauseous.
And I did watch that Kobayashi Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. He just said he he doesn't find eating enjoyable.
No. I mean, that could really...
Isn't that sad?
It is, because there's times you see like a contest or even a challenge at a restaurant. Eat this giant pizza with one other person. Eat this giant burrito in an hour, and then you'll get a t-shirt and your name on the wall, et cetera. And you're like, well, I wonder if I could do that. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, taking the joy out of eating, because that's one thing I really do and enjoy.
I think that's my favorite activity, actually.
Eating and sleeping. Those are two things I'm really good at, and I don't want ever to be not good at those two things.
I'm right there with you. Hey, weekends are made to enjoy time with family and friends. Father's Day weekend, too. It's also a great time for giving thanks and saluting those who make it all possible, our military and first responders out there for us every single day. And with summer here, it's a great time to enjoy the Mango Blonde from Liftbridge Brewing out of Stillwater, Minnesota. You can sit back and enjoy the aroma of a tropical breeze from a fresh mango grove, leading you to a light-bodied blonde ale.
It finishes with a subtle mango sweetness that does not overpower the golden malt ale made with natural flavors. It's perfect for the lake, the boat, the backyard, on your deck, on your patio, wherever you're at. And it's now available year-round in your favorite local liquor stores. While you're enjoying your weekend and tipping one back, remember to salute and serve those. Give thanks to those who serve our military and those first responders out there for us every single day. This message is brought to you by Beverage Wholesalers in Fargo.
8:26, we head to the American Ag Network. Just trying to make sure I get everybody in the mood here in the studio. Janae,
I'm really glad that microphone wasn't on about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, I'm there, baby.
That would have been some good radio right there.
Yes, yeah.
You know what? It really would have.
Mm-hmm.
Delilah.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you guys, Ronnie is the mushiest man I know, too.
Oh,
it's so nice.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it just comes natural with my wife. So
there you go.
That's how I know she's
newly
my lobster.
Weds. I love that.
We should start the Ronnie hotline. Yeah. You know, so like if men need advice.
The Ronnie hotline.
Hot Ronnie.
Hey, listen, I'm
hottie.
Still trying
You're
to
a
get
hottie,
it. I've been told by people that I should narrate those Harlequin romances, the audio books.
Yeah, you
do. I don't know who you talk to,
Ronnie, your name should be Ronnie Romeo.
Yeah, get the ladies steamed up.
I used to get called by one of our former sales coworkers. He used to get called Ronnie Love every once in a while.
I like that.
We had a guy I went to training with. We nicknamed him Sammy Love.
Ah, nice.
But that was a whole different thing, which was funny because he was this Vietnamese dude. So
sure.
A little bit different than Ronnie.
Right,
sounds a bit different on the radio.
Yes, what are you two doing on the show today?
We have just a very busy, fun day today. Johnny Baker is going to join us today. He was recently down in Florida. Mm-hmm. He's Cass County Veterans Service, and he did training on Veterans Court. And they're also taking donations now, too. But he's going to come on, and we're going to talk about that today for Veterans Friday, thanks to StyleSafe. We will be announcing Pup of the Week today as well. Deb Segvold, she's joining us this morning, too. They have the rodeo coming up, the McLeod Rodeo.
Yeah, and I believe she's supposed to be singing the national anthem here this morning, too.
Yep. And we've got some facts about the flag.
Okay. Well, you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you later. Happy Father's Day to both Ronnie, Jason, and everybody else.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You bet. You guys all have a great weekend. Stay tuned. The Coffee
Club. You betcha.
With Janae and Ronnie coming up next. Bonnie and Friends, we'll be back 5 o'clock Monday morning.